Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Warrantless wiretap fight.
Many on Capitol Hill want to see greater accountability.
Plane crash in Washington State.
It does not appear that anyone survived.
And Cleveland will play for the pennant.
Indians, what is your profession?
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Legislation that goes into the congressional hopper today could put lawmakers on a collision course with the administration over its warrantless wiretapping program. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer.
Nick, it's a familiar debate. The White House says allowing surveillance without court order is needed to protect the country. Critics, though, point to unnecessary snooping. But there are signs that some Democrats are ready to give on some issues involving broader surveillance powers. CBS News terrorism consultant Paul Kurtz sees an evolving consensus.
There is an imperative. There is a need for the national security community to quickly ascertain who's talking to who.
Now, both sides in this debate agree on one thing, that it's too soon to speculate on the shape of a final bill. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Federal investigators will begin their search for clues into the fatal crash of a plane west of Yakima, Washington. CBS's Stephen Kaufman has more.
No one appears to have survived the crash of a Cessna 208 Grand Caravan in the central Washington Cascades. The plane became lost while on a flight from Star, Idaho to Shelton, Washington, with a pilot and nine skydivers on board. Lisa Wilson with the Yakima County Office of Emergency Management.
The Tacoma Mountain Rescue Team had been smelling fuel, which led them to the missing aircraft.
Searchers confirmed the identity of the aircraft by the serial number on the body of the plane. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, at the summit of White Pass, Washington.
An official Iraqi government report on last month's deadly Blackwater shooting wants the security company to pay tens of millions in damages. We're live with CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
$136 million, Nick. That's $8 million for each of the families of the 17 people killed, similar to what the Libyan government paid out over the Lockerbie airline bombing. The Iraqi report also calls for the U.S. government to sever all contracts with Blackwater within 6 months. Now, Blackwater insists its guards responded lawfully to a hostile threat. An Iraqi investigation, though, found no evidence that they'd come under fire.
Well, should young Americans old enough to fight in the Iraq War also be allowed to buy a drink? Several groups are joining forces to make sure that they can't.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving today is announcing a coalition with the American Medical Association and the Government Transportation Safety Board aimed at keeping the minimum age at 21 to save lives. But the head of a group called Choose Responsibility, John McCardle, wants the age lowered to 18 because Americans who can vote and join the Army are already drinking.
Either we are a lawless society, but this is a bad law which does not reflect social reality.
Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
She's admitted using performance-enhancing drugs. Now track star Marion Jones has returned the five Olympic medals she won at the 2000 Games. U.S. Olympic Committee Chair Peter Umaroth has apologized and called on teammates to give back medals they won with her in relay races. As for the next Summer Olympics,
we are pledging that we will have a clean team, totally clean team, for the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing.
Scientist Peter Grunberg of Germany and Francis Albert Fert have been chosen to share this year's Nobel Prize in Physics for their landmark work in the late 1980s that paved the way for computer users to be able to store and retrieve gigabytes of magnetic data from their hard disks. New details emerging in the wake of the weekend shooting deaths of six young people at a pizza party in Wisconsin. Rahel Rutledge of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that the gunman, off-duty Sheriff's Deputy Tyler Peterson, spoke with friends in the hours between the killings and his death by a sniper's bullet.
He and his ex-girlfriend got in an argument. Some of the people at the party, this is from Peterson, that he said that they started taunting him, calling him a worthless pig, and that he just snapped. He said he just lost it. He had called all the victims' families to apologize.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Far-right GOP presidential hopeful Tom Tancredo says his campaign will be pretty much over unless he finishes in the top three in either New Hampshire or Iowa. After his run, he says he'll then decide whether to seek re-election to the House. Tancredo, of course, remains at the rear of that crowded field. A mother who told the cops she was Christ and her three children were the Antichrist was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the attempted drownings of the kids in the bathtub. 25-year-old Brenda Hernandez originally was charged with three counts of attempted murder, one in the February attack. Colorado wildlife officials officials are considering whether to recommend charges against a man who says he shot a mountain lion that was attacking his puppy last Friday in his home near Gross Reservoir west of Boulder. Laws protect people and their safety and their livestock, but the shooting of the mountain lion falls within a gray area because it was a pooch. And the Arizona Diamondbacks finally announcing the game times for their National League Championship Series against the Rockies at Chase Field. D-backs will host the Rockies in Game 1 Thursday beginning at 6:37 p.m., followed by a Game 2 start time of 8:18 p.m. on Friday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Looks like we just have a minor issue. Eastbound I-70. Some boxes on the road right near Mount Evans Road. That's out in the Idaho Springs area. Otherwise, a good ride here in town. Looks like they've picked up all the construction. Westbound I-70 at C-470. I-25 southbound just starting to fill in now through Thornton and North Glen. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. It'll be mostly sunny, warm, and dry. We'll get a high of 78 tonight.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Enjoy any of it?
No, I did not.
You did not?
No, did you go for a bike ride yesterday?
I rode my bike 12 miles yesterday.
Wow. That's a lot.
12? I could barely get home at the end of it.
Are your legs sore today?
Not too bad. Worst thing is I can't get this last 25 pounds off, no matter what I try.
You got a comfortable bike seat?
Yeah.
I think that's the most essential gear that has to be top-notch on your bicycle is your seat.
Yeah, I got a really good bike. I got it from the bike doctor.
The bike doctor?
Yeah, over on Broadway. Good bike. And it was out yesterday, and it was nice. And Mary and I both went bike riding along
any
with
bike
my friend
rage
Keith.
Out there?
Huh?
Did you run into any more bike rage?
No, really didn't. Most people were pretty nice. Didn't have any trouble at all. I say this like every couple of days. I'm so wrong about bike riding. I'm so wrong. I mean, I got on the air this one morning and started, what was this, 2 weeks ago probably now? And started this whole ranting and raving about bike riders, and now I become one, and no, I really like it. And you get a bigger appreciation, too, for your neighborhood. You get a bigger appreciation for the place you live when you get out there and bike ride. It's great. Plus, you can get out. And you're not expanding your carbon footprint. Or, in my case, I'm keeping the miles down on my exotic automobile. That's how I look at it. I don't know how many mornings we've come on here, how many mornings I've come on here at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6, and talked about the media, and particularly talked about talk radio. And I pride myself on one thing. I pride myself on being, I think, and maybe this is wrong, and if you think I'm wrong, you can send me an email at am760.net, or you can call me at 303-713-7600, but I pride myself on being pretty honest about the media and about talking about the inside of it and taking the inside of it and putting it on the outside, where a lot of people just don't do that. They don't tell you what's going on and what the story is. They only tell you what ideologically meshes with where they're coming from. There's a new Gallup poll out. The number of Americans who see the media as too conservative has grown by 64% since September 2001, while the larger proportion of those who see it as too liberal has stagnated over the same period. About 1 in 5 respondents in a recent survey, 18%, see the media as being too conservative, a 63.6% increase over the 11% who saw a conservative bias 6 years ago. This is according to Gallup. Perceptions of the conservative bias have increased steadily since 2001 and were slightly higher last year when 19% said the media favored the right wing. Nearly half of Americans see the media as being too liberal, but that measure in a survey released Monday did not move from 45% who saw liberal bias in 2001. So are Americans beginning now to catch on to what's going on in the media? And I've talked about this before. You can be sure that owners of the media are inherently conservative. They're inherently conservative in the fact that they want to get the most for their money with the least paid out, and they look at it as being a business, not some cherished public service commitment that you and I look at it as being, or that we were raised, depending on your age, we were raised to see, to believe that this is what the media was. And the media is, first and foremost, a profit-generating organization. First and foremost, that's what they're about. They're about making money. And if they thought tomorrow that being liberal and being all liberal all the time, if they thought tomorrow that that would work, then they'd jump on it. They'd get right on it. But they have been led by conventional wisdom to believe that that's not true. And as far as news coverage goes, they're trying to do as much as they can with as least that they can put out. So the days when every radio station had some kind of a news department, even FMs had them, those days are now gone. This building here, between the three AMs, maintains one of the biggest news departments I've ever seen in this day and age. As a matter of fact, I was shocked when I took a job at WLS in Chicago, and the newsroom was this tiny little room, and there were only three news people in there, four maybe at the most, because they don't have to provide what they used to have to provide years ago, and through deregulation and other things, they can get away with it cheaper. So that's also a big part of it. But they're in the business of earning profits. They're no different than a real estate company. They're no different than any other company that you might work for or that you might be involved with. And what's happened here is that through things like Rush Limbaugh, through things like Fox News, through entities like that, ownership has looked at the success of those and has said, okay, here's what we'll do. What we'll do is we'll duplicate that and we'll have that success too. And what that transmits out to is monolithic thought and, in a lot of cases, boredom. Because who wants to hear the same people saying the same thing all the time? Now, to me, talk radio would be a lot more interesting and would be a lot more fun and a lot more entertaining if you had lineups stacked with plenty of local hosts to provide local content and hosts with differing points of view who would therefore get on the air and take on all comers, not like it is now where we're segregated. And basically what you've got going on is you've got the hallelujah chorus happening here. Plus, discussing the same stuff every single day is also extremely boring. I mean, if you've heard all these arguments once, you've heard them all for a million times. So there's a lot of us who have been in this a long time who sit back and shake our heads and think to ourselves, what the hell are we doing here? Because radio is supposed to be, first and foremost, it's supposed to be an entertainment medium. And it's supposed to give you information, but it's supposed to do it in an entertaining way. And a lot of these shows that are on the air, they're not entertaining. I mean, you want to get people at Guantanamo, you want to get people, you want to get these folks to give you all the information you want without ever having to torture them. Just take some of these talk show host shows and play them back to them over and over and over. And they're so god-awful boring and pompous that those folks wouldn't help but give you the information because they'd want enough of it. And the other thing, too, about them is, have you ever noticed this about a lot of these shows? They're too easy. Have you noticed that? Like, they go for the easy kill. And what I mean by that is they make these over-the-top statements that are just, they're easy to score. And they reinforce these stereotypes and this conventional wisdom that has been spread around. Instead of really trying to get in and explore something and have heated and passionate dialogue and this kind of sense of, okay, this is the last place you can go on the dial to have like a gigantic electronic town hall meeting. And you just don't get that anymore. You just don't get it anymore. So the majority of Americans are now, not the majority of Americans, but Americans are now on an increasing basis starting to think that the media is too conservative. And that indicates to me that the country is shifting. And if it's shifting, these folks are going to, they're going to miss the shift entirely, I think. All right, anybody want to comment on this little screed that I just laid out here? 303-713-76.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh.
It seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second. What are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
You know what that means?
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
621, 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. You need a new set of wheels? Jump on the Rock. They've got exactly what you're looking for. I'm talking about Rocky's Autos. With the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in the entire state. They've got it all, from family vehicles to four-wheel drive vehicles to all-wheel drive vehicles to gas zippers to stuff in the middle. You name it, they've got it. Over 700 vehicles on that lot. And numerous ways to finance. Matching down incentive gives you a break. Plus, on top of that, some of the finest people you're ever going to run into. Tom and Marv Alshire, Kobe Harris, Gerard Menard. The list of folks, Spanky Herrera, I can't leave out Spanky. The list of folks there just goes on and on and on. And one of the keys to Rocky's success is the fact that a lot of their business is repeat business. That means people come back time and time again. And they bring other people with them. That's why they've been able to be successful and maintain success since 1982. They're open tonight until 9, open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Check them out on the internets at rockiesautos.com or get out there and see them. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
Listen, when it comes to my wrinkles, I don't care why I get them. And to be honest, I don't even care what fancy ingredients work to fight them. All I care about is that there's something out there that's going to make them disappear. Something that actually does what it promises. That's what I care about.
There is. It's called Dermatage. And it's a revolutionary new skincare system that reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles in just minutes. It even helps boost your own body's natural collagen production to help prevent them. And here's something you'll really care about. Right now, you can try Dermatage absolutely free. That's right. We want you to try it free. We understand you don't want to know why you got wrinkles. You just want to know how to get rid of them. Call today for your risk-free trial of Dermatage and see the difference. Guaranteed. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shovel. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, I dig, but I don't have a shovel. Clawing his way into today's top stories. And I don't always do top stories either. 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 77. Jay Marvin working your woofers and tweeters early in the morning. Your human alarm clock sitting here glowing in the dark. John Turk and myself keeping you company. Couple of lines open, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the media. You know, the other thing, too, about the media, the other thing particularly about, the media period, this goes on, too. I've talked about this before. It used to be the lines between commentary and news were separate. Now they become blurred. I'm not a news person. No talk show host person is a news person. And the number one place we go wrong is to try to put across an agenda We should instead try to be putting across entertainment. And we don't do that. And that's what's really, really tragic. And this need to get on the air all the time and say, I'm liberal, I'm conservative, I'm... You know, why don't you just get on the air and just say what you think? Who cares where it falls in the political spectrum? And I include myself in that, too. I ought to stop that. All right. Does that make any sense, John, what I'm saying? Or am I just babbling?
Makes sense to me, man.
You know, in lieu of this survey. Perception of conservative bias in media 64% higher since September the 1st, or since September 2001.
I think the majority of Americans don't know whether they're getting news or entertainment at any given point when they're watching some kind of media outlet.
That's right. I think you're absolutely right. They have no idea what they're getting. They have no idea. And they don't know the difference, because the difference now has dissolved so dramatically.
Yeah, some people think that this show is a news program. It's really not.
No, it's a show. It's a show based on opinions and compelling conversation, hopefully. And it's not about news. We do provide you with some news, but that's not the driving entity of the show. Because there's very few places you can go and truly talk back to the event of the day, both locally, nationally, and worldwide, and that would be here. Because you're not calling up the local NPR station and getting through, I'll tell you that, because they don't have those kind of shows. And when they do, they're like watching a bucket of paint dry. All right, you want to take squeeze in some calls here? Let's go to Andy in Centennial. Andy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
My comment was, I'm not sure you're right that the media is entirely ratings driven. Let me give you an example, and that is with regard to the relaxation of consolidation rules in the media. I think that many of the media companies, yours included, would be willing to take an advocacy position in favor of changing the consolidation rules to favor themselves, even if they thought that was not was a ratings loser.
Of course. I don't disagree with that, but I think most businesses act that way, and that was my point, is that most businesses will act immediately in their own self-interest as opposed to the interest of the public. They'll always act within their own self-interest because their bottom line is to make money. But my point in saying what I said was is that they don't make programming decisions, by and large, based on political ideology. They make programming decisions based on what they think will generate revenue.
I think it's a little bit broader than that. How would you know? I'm trying to remember an article I read which suggested that in some cases the media companies had taken advocacy positions that were contrary to short-term ratings interests in order to serve a bigger political agenda.
But that's very, very rare. Most of it is 99.99% of it is ratings agenda, money-making agenda-driven, because if they don't make money, then they cannot return to their shareholders the money that they have invested, or to the investment groups who give them the capital to buy the properties. And even before all of this consolidation came about, that's also what they were into. They were trying to get the most attention for the least amount of bucks spent, and trying to generate the most amount of revenue. That's what they've always been about.
Well, you know what? You know, that's interesting too. Another, as you were saying that, it brought to my mind the fact that the revenue generation is not just ratings; it's also ad sales.
Well, ratings and, ratings equal ad sales.
Well, not entirely.
Really?
I've read about a number of large companies that have refused to advertise on liberal radio.
Well, you get that. You're always going to get that. But Rush Limbaugh and conservative radio had that. in the beginning. And by the way, check this out. When I worked as a country music disc jockey, there were a lot of people who wouldn't advertise on country radio because sure. they had they didn't want what they perceived to be that kind of clientele coming in to their businesses. You're always going to have that. There are people who won't touch political discourse or anything else that they deem to be controversial. They'll stay away from it. But by and large, that's an exception to the rule. That's not the rule.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I just, I just wanted to broaden the conversation a little bit and suggest that sometimes there are political agendas going on that are not directly tied to race.
Well, their political agenda that's going on is to enrich themselves and their shareholders, and that's their political agenda. So they'll do anything that it takes to make money and to do it within the bounds of the law, and sometimes not within the bounds of the law, and occasionally they get caught. But that's pretty much where they're coming from. You know, liberal talk radio doesn't do all that well. But it doesn't do all that well not because the companies don't want it to do well. It doesn't do all that well for a whole host of other reasons.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I don't know if I want to walk through that door. I mean, you want me to be here tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe if I said what I really thought. Well, you know,
I'm saying is you open the door, I'm just asking you to go through it.
Well, if I said what I really thought, a lot of people would be angry.
Uh-huh. Well, when's that been a problem for you?
Well, I think the format suffer. All right, it has the following problems. It'd be like going out, and it'd be like getting. John Cephas would be a good description because you're into sports. It'd be like going out, and it'd be like getting a college baseball team, or better yet, a high school baseball team, and telling them to take the field against the Rockies and play them, and expect an equal outcome.
You're saying the level of talent on the liberal side is not as high as on the conservative side.
Well, okay, you've got a couple of things. One, the facilities on most of these radio stations tend to be less than the facilities that carry conservative talk. Two, they are underpromoted as compared to conservative big-signaled talk stations. And three, 90% of the programs that are carried on liberal talk stations suck. They have no entertainment value.
Yeah.
They are their own worst enemies.
Well, you know, I read about an article saying advocacy is maybe not as effective on the liberal side as it is on the conservative side, because on the conservative side you have a set of beliefs and agendas that are fairly well coordinated and agreed on. Whereas on the liberal side, and the whole idea of liberalism is that people get to speak with their own voice and you don't have this coordinated message. And so it, by its very nature, looks less organized and less, and it certainly doesn't have the entertainment value of the polemics that you get from Rush Limbaugh.
Well, it doesn't have the entertainment value. Plus, on top of that, in conservative talk radio, for the most part, not all of it, but for the most part, you've got people involved in there that know what they're doing because they're radio veterans, whereas in liberal talk, you've got people who are not very, nobody's ever sat down and taught them anything, and so they're not veterans, and so they make all kinds of mistakes, and they do all kinds of things that are not very relevant. And they get themselves into trouble. All right, that's as much as I'm going to say, because now I'm probably going to get popped for saying what I just said.
So will that get better as time goes on and more of the folks on the liberal side get more experience?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen here is I think that it's never going to go away, but that it's going to have to undergo some kind of a change. And perhaps one of the best things we could probably do is stop calling it liberal or progressive and instead just label it as being non-conservative and make it a catch-all for everybody else who really doesn't want to hear the same idiotic cheerleading going on all the time for the administration or for one political party, and
right.
and open it up more.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you keep plugging away. Keep making your bit.
Well, we'll see. After this call, Andy, I might be riding to work with you. But I appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
Did I say too much there, John? Reminds me when I used to do professional wrestling, and they used to have this term, cop the kayfabe, and you never gave away what was going on behind the scenes. And you never cop the kayfabe. Except to your closest friends. So I might be being a little bit too outspoken here. 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and Gina takes a look at traffic.
All right, we're in good shape for the most part, not seeing any wrecks here in the metro area. Southbound 225 just starting to fill in nicely now after Parker down toward your drive toward I-25. Same situation if you're on southbound I-25, of course, getting into downtown. That's getting pretty heavy now between I-70 and Spear. Weather outlook today should be mostly sunny, warm, and dry. We're going to get a high of 78 right now. A few clouds, 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado customers. Find the Colorado...
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army. Doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
Of the special 5.75% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-the-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings until 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. At only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they are the guaranteed pros.
I don't understand why people are complaining about this real estate market. This is the best time to build wealth. Join me for the 10th annual Real Estate Investors Wealth Building Convention and discover opportunities in foreclosures, rentals, tax exchanges, and fix and flips. October 13th and 14th, sponsored by the Colorado Association of Real Estate Investors. Details at realestateconvention.com. That's realestateconvention.com or 888-58-REAL-ESTATE, 888-58-REAL-ESTATE. Real estate.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
It's not your fault. I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick, the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is Apamine.
It knocks out your appetite, helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. We're going to let you try Right Size free for 2 full weeks.
Either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
For your free trial of Right Size Smoothies, call 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny today, high 77. Perception of conservative bias in the media 64% higher than it was in September 2001. And we're basically just discussing the media, and we're discussing talk radio, and we're discussing what you watch on TV. 303-713-7600, and I'm dishing all on the media. So anything you want to know, you can call and ask a question. And what the hell, I might as well just hang my career out there and see what happens. Giving you all the inside secret information. I haven't given too much inside secret information, have I, John?
No, I don't think so. You haven't incriminated anybody.
No, I mean, I could really give you some really good secret inside information.
If you could hear what we talk about during the breaks.
Right. or some of the people that I've worked with over the years, too. That'd be another thing. Yeah, I will tell you this thing about, I will tell you this about some talk show hosts. Some talk show hosts can't not be talk show hosts when they're not on the air. And it's the most irritating thing. It's like their talk show host thing is like their whole thing in life. So you can't have any kind of a conversation with them about anything unless they infuse their politics and everything else into it. And it's like, please, give me a break. Charles in Highlands Ranch. Charles, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, ditto, Jay. And listen, it comes down to really that non-conservative radio is hard. When you have a monolithic kind of audience, as you tend to have with the conservative and ultra-conservative radio, with everybody thinking the same, it's easy to market to that kind of a group.
Well, you've got that on liberal radio too.
Not so much. I mean, just listening to your show, there is a theme that runs through that tends to run through most liberals, but we're not all in lockstep with each other.
Well, I don't walk lockstep because I refuse to do it. But you ought to look at all the hate email I get.
Right. It's just more difficult to market to a non-conservative base. And when it comes right down to it, the marketing is the big deal. And with the consolidation of radio and all other media, to where now you've got people that are, you know, the huge massive companies that are running everything, that are their profit is in really, a lot of things that are non-conservative. You look at GE, and they're focusing on the profits that they make out of from the war, and the profits that they make from the scrape and pillage of the land and everything. It's not just GE. It's all the major, the big companies that are owning all the media these days. It's easy to market that to a conservative audience that will believe anything you tell them.
Well, there are people on the other side of the fence, too. I mean, there are a lot of liberals out there. There are a lot of people on the other side of the fence who also suffer from the same thing. I mean, they'll believe anything you tell them, too.
Right, but I hear
people on the air make all kinds of bizarre statements, and people then turn around and will repeat it to me. And it can't possibly, I mean, a lot of what they say, it's just not possibly feasible. I mean, there's just this big, jump. In logic and craziness in the statements, and it's like, oh, jeez, okay.
Well, maybe the crazies on the liberal side are more vocal, but I don't think they're as a percentage of the non-conservative population. It's not as big a percentage of the non-conservative population.
See, I don't think you can really measure that either way. I mean, I don't think that's because you can't. You can make broad-based statements about either group. You can't, but there is a core in both groups that have a tendency to believe anything that's handed to them, and they say, oh, well, that sounds right to me. When indeed, I mean, you go look at the facts. A lot of times, it's not right at all. I think the difference is we're just not as much over the top as they are, because the audience here won't permit it.
That could be, and maybe again that gets back to how easy the conservative philosophy is to market to, because they and if you look at it, that's one of the things that the Republicans want. They want everybody to be cookie cutter. They want everybody to be the same. They in diversity they have difficulty in leading, and that's one of the biggest problems with the conservative movement as it is now. They can't get that. They're starting to lose that cookie cutter audience.
Well, they are under strain. They are suffering. There's no question. I mean that they've got big time problems. But then again, so do we. I mean, for instance, the Democratic Party has no idea how to use the media.
We don't know how to use the media, but at least we understand. The liberals have an understanding of people with a different point of view, where I don't think the conservatives really want that. They don't understand how to deal with somebody who thinks differently than they do.
I get pretty mixed feelings about that. I mean, for instance, there's a lot of people who would like to, and myself included, would like to kick Joe Lieberman out of the Democratic Party. That doesn't show a great deal of understanding on our part, I guess, but there's some things you just draw the line and can't tolerate, and you just think that the guy ought to really go, even though now he's, you know, now he's brandishing himself more as an independent than ever before.
I don't think the reason we want to kick Lieberman out of the Democratic Party has to do with the fact that he's not a Democrat. So why is he in the party? With the things that he's espousing are not democratic, are not the basis of the Democratic Party.
Well, then you get into this whole thing though about a Big Ten party and who's able to belong and who isn't, and you get into all of that kind of stuff. I guess what I'm saying is I don't think one group is any more superior than the other. I think they're both fraught with problems, and I definitely think that all of this water carrying that's going on both sides, and some of the content being generated on both sides, including our side, is disgustingly boring and just doesn't make for a very entertaining good time.
I won't disagree.
You know, it's like watching paint dry, a lot of it, and especially those guys over there, because they say the same stuff every single day. And then what turns around is a lot of times after they've said this stuff, statistics and the real truth of what they've dealt with turns out that they're grossly wrong. I heard a guy yesterday, I'm not going to name names, going on and on again about the success of the surge and about the success in Iraq and how you don't ever hear all of that and the media takes what's hand-fed to them and blah, 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 and we are making progress. Then the story comes out later in the day, and the story is in the news this morning, where the Iraqi government and people in the Iraqi government are pretty much saying to us that political reconciliation is never going to happen. Well, that was the original reason for the surge, wasn't it, in order to give them room to achieve this?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was definitely one of the reasons, but you know they had other reasons as well. I mean they had to keep changing tactics so that they can keep us in the war.
Yeah, so, but how many times do you have to come up snake eyes before, after a while, you move away from the table or you ask for another pair of dice? And these people keep going back to the same well every single time. And instead of making, well, I guess it goes for all of us. Instead of making it the most compelling, interesting product that we possibly can, we're all just hung up on trying to campaign and agendaize, and it's a drag. It's a drag.
It definitely is. If you maybe step back a little bit, and you know, there's that 30% of the conservative population that would vote for anybody that the Republicans put up and believe anything that they say. If you assume that there's that same population over on the liberal side that would vote for anybody that Democrats put up, you're only looking at a difference in the middle of a 40% difference, and maybe that's where. It's much more difficult for the media to kind of wrap their arms around how to get a hold of that 40%. It's easier to address one side or the other.
Well, one thing's for sure. How about all the people out there who are stuck in the middle? What's out there appealing to them?
Exactly, and that's what I'm getting at. Is it worth the extra effort to go after an extra 10% of a 10% larger market?
Yeah. Yeah, I just worry about those people that are caught in the middle and have nowhere to go, and I just think that we're grossly neglecting them. Hey, Charles, great call, man. Call me again.
Thank you much, sir.
All right, see you later. 6:49 after the hour. Brewers, Molson Coors Brewing Company and SAB Miller PLC plan to combine their U.S. operations in a joint venture. And these are the makers of Light and Coors Light. And it said that they should help them compete more effectively. The new Miller's Coors announced Tuesday will compete with U.S. industry leader Anheuser-Busch So there you go. There's a little bit of consolidation in the beer business. I wonder how you guys feel about that up there in Golden. Talking about the media, talking about talk radio, you want to get in on this, 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. So far, so good across the metro area. We're just not seeing any major issues for you at all, so you'll be glad to know that. Definitely getting busy now, 225, extending from Parker both directions. Have a lot of traffic forming on the eastbound side of 6th Avenue, Sheridan toward I-25, and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike fairly busy now at Federal. Weather outlook today, expect a nice, warm, sunny day with a high of 78. Currently, few clouds, 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 festive designs, all just 29 cents.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low, flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Which is guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
My social security number is 457-55-5462. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million service guarantee that your identity will be protected. Stop identity theft before it happens and protect your good name. I want to send you a free ID theft prevention guide. Get ready to pick up the phone now for a free guide. My family and I live without the fear of identity theft, and so do hundreds of thousands of others who've enrolled with LifeLock.
I was on vacation. Come to find out, someone was trying to open up a credit card in my name. LifeLock stopped the identity thieves before any damage was done, and I went back to my vacation.
Live without the fear of identity theft. Get a free ID theft prevention guide. 1-800-800-2366. A free guide. $1 million service guarantee. LifeLock. Guarantee your good name by calling now. 1-800-800-2366 or visit LifeLock.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Hey, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's MAE.NET.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Springsteen, the better.
Did Jocelyn Mercedes bad school to search?
6:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 77. Jay Marvin, combative but caring, and it's nice to have you along. 303-713. Lee? Hold on. All right, 303-713-7600. And mic gets open, and you got a cough, man. You got a cough, you just get it out. There's no other way around that.
We do have a cough button, you know.
Now, I can't reach it in this setup. Fast enough. Besides, what difference does it make whether you cough on the radio or not? Just being human. All right, we're talking about talk radio. We're talking about the media and about this perception of conservative bias in the media is 64% higher now than September 2001. So the country is definitely starting to shift here. Let's go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, if they run you off, I'll give you rides on my paper bike.
You know what I got to do? I'll have to do something for a living. I'll figure something out.
I don't think that's going to happen, but it is good to hear you in the morning. Listen, I was just telling John that I think their message is just a whole lot better coordinated than the liberal message, and I'll tell you why I think that. Just for instance, the Limbaugh thing, we should have had him dead to rights, and the best outcome I think at this point in time we can hope for is a draw on this thing. They put the whole machine to bear on this thing, both local and national. And just give you an example of that. The other day I was talking to a person that I highly respect, but we have different political viewpoints. It came down to, it literally turned into an argument between the two of us, and it's just ridiculous that this even happened. But he actually made the statement that he heard, get this, the unedited Limbaugh statements. The unedited Limbaugh statement.
Yeah, that's true.
Unbelievable. I mean, I can't even, I was stunned. I didn't even know what to say. And how in the world is hearing less of what he said unedited? But anyway, we don't even need to rehash that. But these guys put the weight of that machine to bear, and what should have been an easy win for us turned out to be a draw at best.
Well, I look at that whole thing, and I don't know. What ultimately should have been done to him? Should he ultimately have been fired for it? Should he have been forced to apologize? What ultimately should have been done? I mean, I think in some ways we do win, because we win simply because now we have a mirror into where he's coming from. We have an image into where, we have a way to look in to see where he's coming from. And now we know where he's coming from. And where he's coming from is that he doesn't really give a damn about anybody but himself. And it's another in a long line of hypocritical things that he's done, including making statements prior to being popped for OxyContin that people who get caught using drugs ought to go to jail. And then, of course, he fights to stay out. His probation ends, I believe, this month. And this is another example of it. And every time he gets into the news, it isn't because he did something clever or he did something funny. He gets into the news for doing something disgusting.
Well, that is, I agree, and that's a point well taken, and I agree with that. But here's the deal.
I mean, you don't want to advocate pushing him off the air.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. And when I say it should have been an easy win for us, that's not what I meant. I think exposing him for what he was or and is what I meant. But most conservatives I've talked to recently are not aware of the fact that VoteVets.org are pounding to get on his show. They think they're running from him.
Well, that's true. But they need to do a better job of getting that message out, and so do we. But that goes back to what I told you before about us being unorganized and not knowing how to use the media. Hey, Eric, thank you, man. I got to run.
See ya.
All right, talk to you. All right. Well, so we speculate a little bit about this media perception survey. And we've got more coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So stick around. Jay Marvin with you. Nice to have you here.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Probably heard something about the revolutionary home mortgage I've been talking about called My Bank, My Loan, My Way. The loan that eliminates interest, reduces monthly payments, and shortens your loan to as little as 5 years. This loan is changing the mortgage industry. It's a 30-year line of credit combined with a checking account. When you deposit money, any money into the account, it saves you interest on that amount for however long the money sits there. Use the checking account to pay ordinary household bills, and your mortgage interest goes down without changing your spending spending habits. Imagine your payments go down every month. You become your own bank, and your mortgage remains liquid for up to 30 years. My bank, my loan, my way. This loan is perfect for real estate investors, first-time home buyers, or refinancing. You take control. Be your own bank. Use the money for whatever you want, then put it back whenever you want. Find out more only at American Guarantee Mortgage, 866-259-8206, 866-259-8206.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Turn 21 and you can have a drink, legally. But what's legal and what really goes on are two different things.
It has been an abysmal failure. Most young adults, by the time they've turned 21, have already consumed alcohol.
And critics say the higher drinking age leads to binge drinking. They're pushing for a return to 18. CBS's Dan Revive tells us the other side is pushing back.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving today is announcing a coalition with the American Medical Association and the Government Transportation Safety Board aimed at keeping the minimum age at 21 to save lives. But the head of a group called Choose Responsibility, John McCardle, wants the age lowered to 18 because Americans who can vote and join the Army are already drinking.
This is a bad law which does not reflect social reality.
Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Search teams will head out at first light to resume the search for bodies in the wreckage of a skydiving plane that went down in Washington's rugged Cascade Mountain Sunday night. KIRO-TV's Monique Ming-Lavin tells us seven bodies were recovered by last evening.
Some were instructors, some jumpers, all were on their way back from a skydiving event in Idaho. And many friends and family of those on board the plane are staying nearby at the White Pass Lodge. They have been notified of this discovery. They are trying to comfort one another right now.
On the CBS Health Watch, Duke University researchers have found that nitric oxide, the component of red blood cells that transfers oxygen to the tissues, begins to break up almost the moment it leaves the body. Duke's Dr. Timothy McMahon says that could explain why some people who get donated blood have heart attacks and strokes.
In some patient populations, transfusion does more harm than good. In other patient populations, it doesn't provide any benefit.
Researchers say adding nitric oxide to stored blood might solve the problem. 2 months after they promised to roll back the government's broad authority to conduct national security wiretaps, Democrats are set to propose a bill that would give it new life. CBS News national security analyst Paul Kurtz.
There are obviously some differences of opinion, but in large part people agree that there needs to be a expeditious capability put in place.
One day, bugging could involve real live bugs. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Just how would that work, Vicki?
Well, it could involve tiny flying spy cameras the size and shape of dragonflies, Frank. The Washington Post reporting that's the ever-closer goal of some defense contractors anyway. Some would say we're already there. Protesters in Washington and New York say they've been buzzed by suspicious-looking insects. But with that miniature spy-in-the-sky technology apparently still in the prototype phase, most experts seem to believe those bugs were, well, bugs, Frank.
Big power company has agreed to spend more than $4.5 billion to stop pollution blamed for spreading acid rain across the Northeast. American Electric Power will cut emissions by two-thirds and pay $75 million in penalties and cleanup costs. S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
When's the best time to save on service for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Right now. Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during the Right Now Factory Authorized Service event. Now's the time to take advantage of special limited-time offers on everything your vehicle needs, featuring genuine Ford parts. And there's more. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name-brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. Let our Ford-trained experts install the tires recommended for your vehicle. Hurry in for fantastic savings on Motorcraft brakes, batteries, maintenance packages, and more. Right place, right prices, right now. Hurry, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service event ends soon. Visit your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership today. See participating dealership for details through 12/31/07.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The not-so-reverend James Dobson is at it again. The Focus on the Family head once again blasting GOP presidential frontrunner Rudy Giuliani.
I will not vote for a man who will not support the institution of marriage, who thinks every state should establish its own definition of marriage, which will destroy it.
Speaking on Fox News, Dobson says he and other religious righties may bolt the GOP and field a third-party candidate if Rudy gets the nod. Word out this morning that Brewers Molson Coors and SAB Miller have announced a merger in which both companies will share equally in a new venture worth about $6.5 billion. Deal should be done by the end of the year. Upset over a college newspaper editorial about President Bush that used an obscenity, conservative students at Colorado State University have started their own newspaper. A group calling itself the CSU College Republicans has begun distributing the Ram Republic, which they're calling the conservative voice of CSU. And the Arizona Diamondbacks announcing the game times for National League Championship Series against the Rockies at Chase Field. D-backs will host the Rockies in Game 1 Thursday, starting at 6:37 p.m., followed by a Game 2 start time of 8:18 p.m. on Friday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like troubles for southbound lanes of I-25. We've had a crash on the right shoulder right near 104th, but we're seeing that stack head back to all the way to 136th Avenue now, so expect slow-moving traffic if you're along that Thornton North Glen stretch down to 84th Avenue. Also, one southbound I-25 right near I-70, so that's affecting your drive into downtown as well. We also still dealing with that rollover crash northbound Sheridan. It's completely blocked now at Highway 6. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny day with warm and dry conditions and a high of 78. Right now, few clouds, 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTUH capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier. Turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I think what we need on this show is a little dose of A Little Red Rooster by the Stones to get us worked up. What do you think? 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny, high today, 77. Nice to have you along. You know, I worked at radio stations, too. I ever tell you the story? I worked at radio stations, too, where if your competitor on the dial was like at 68 or 77 or 820 or 850, you had to change the temperature from 77 to something else, to like 78 or 79, so that you weren't giving away the other radio station's dial position. Isn't that stupid? That's how far back I go. Nowadays, they don't even teach that stuff to people on the air. All right.
I worked at a station, Jay, where we had two positions on the dial.
Oh, yeah, I have two.
But you used to have to say 91.9, 93.9.
Right, but you're not supposed
KDUR.
To.
KDUR.
Yeah, but you're not. My point was you're not supposed to bring up. You're not supposed to bring up your competitor's dial number. That's what the program director used to say. Don't bring up your competitor's dial number.
So if it was like 78 degrees and one of your competitors was 780 a.m., you would say 76 degrees.
76, 79. Something along those lines.
Paranoid programmers, right?
Yep. You got it. I've talked about this before on the air. This drives me crazy when people do this. And I get all kinds of hate email, too, when I bring this up. But I don't know about you. And I got a feeling we're not going to agree on this. But I got a twist to this topic. I got a twist to this question. It doesn't bother me when I dial information or when I dial or punch up some other phone number and they ask you, if you want to hear it in Espanol, press 2. If you want to hear it in English, press 1. That doesn't bother me. It also doesn't bother me that there's Spanish language radio in the United States. It also doesn't bother me that there are restaurants and businesses with Spanish language written on front of it. It also doesn't bother me that in some parts of town, there's multilingual signage. That stuff doesn't bother me at all. As a matter of fact, I've never had any positive feeling about the idea that what we should do is we should have a mandate in the United States of America or in the state of Colorado or anywhere else that English is the official language. Like, to me, that's just the height of insecurity. Like, you have to assure yourself that English is the official language. And I've heard all these arguments. Now, John, don't pick the phone up because I want to finish this before we even screen anybody. This guy's, whoever's calling is getting on without me finishing here. Okay. So that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me when people speak foreign languages in front of me. I could care less. I mean, I suppose if you're real insecure, you could have the feeling that, well, wait a minute, they're talking about me. And that could make you feel real insecure. I also don't buy this argument that most people are running around going, oh, my God, if we don't all speak English, it's going to lead to the balkanization of the United States of America and blah, blah. You know what? Most of us never think that far in advance about life. We only think about what affects us directly, and we only think about what's going on at the moment and maybe a couple of months or a couple of years down the road, but we don't think about it in those immediate terms. Most people do not sit down, and most people do not have discussions among their friends about, gee, I worry about the balkanization and the identity of America. No, we're arguing over the Rockies versus the Diamondbacks. We're arguing over the Broncos doing terrible. We're arguing over Dems versus Republicans, or whatever you're into. That's what we're arguing about. So this stuff has always struck me as being needless. And I guess there's enough of a libertarian streak in me that I really don't want to compel people to do certain things. Plus, I also wonder about this. I also wonder about this idea. How has it been that we have had all kinds of different people come to the United States of America, and they have spoke all kinds of different languages, from Polish to French to Italian to German, you name it, including Spanish, and somehow we've survived into the year 2007. And there are areas in big cities where there are people who do not speak English. And the example that I give all the time is Chicago. You find people in the Polish Triangle that they just don't speak English. And more police departments now, for instance, have to have Polish speakers. They have to have Russian speakers. They have to have people who can speak languages from Eastern Europe for people who have immigrated here. But eventually, they learn English or their kids learn English, because you have to learn English in order to compete. English is the international language of business. A friend of mine who works in this building, he and I were talking about this a couple of months ago, that when you watch Formula One, when you watch Grand Prix on speed, here you've got all these drivers, and they're all from some other country. There are no Americans involved in Formula One. The last one, Scott Speed, got kicked out. So you've got guys who are speaking Portuguese. You've got guys that are speaking French. You've got guys that are speaking German. You've got guys that are speaking English. You've got guys that are speaking... But you know something? When they communicate between the pit crews and the strategists and the cars, it doesn't make any difference where these guys are from, whether they're Spanish, whether they're Portuguese, whether they're German, whether they're French, whether they're Italian, whether they're Chinese, whether they're Turkish. They all speak one language. What language is that? They speak English. But here's the caveat. Here's the thing. What do you do? And I'm saying to those of you that look at it the way I do, what do you do when you run across somebody who can't speak clear enough English that you cannot do business with them and you cannot understand what they're saying? This has happened to Mary and myself twice now in the last 60 days. We don't eat fast food. I haven't eaten fast food since before December the 29th of last year. But occasionally, when we've taken a road trip, we have pulled off into a fast food restaurant to score a bottle of water. And more fast food restaurants now are starting to offer things that are not as harmful, like fruit. So we pulled off and we've scored that. But what do you do when you get up to the drive-up window and you're trying to give that order and the person who's taking the order doesn't understand what you're saying? And you have to sit there and try to get them to understand what you're asking for. And it's kind of the same old joke as when you drove up to the early drive-ins, like we were talking about the Jack in the Box the other day, you know, where they had a little teeny speaker, and it was like, "May I take your order, please?" And then you would tell them what you wanted, and they get it wrong, because they couldn't hear you. Then last night, Mary is making a credit card payment. Now, how many of you have gone through this? You call your bank card. You got a little balance on there, and you want to get rid of it, so you figure, well, we'll pay it off. So you pay it off. And then the guy who takes the payment starts to pitch you on some service that the credit card company is offering. But there's a problem here. You can't understand him. Have you ever had that happen? You cannot understand what he's saying. Well, that happened last night. And Mary passed the phone to me. And I asked him, "So what was that again?" And he tried to explain to me about some service that we didn't need. But I really had to bear down and listen very, very carefully to what he was saying in order to catch what he was trying to tell me. So oftentimes your views conflict with practicing reality. Now, do I want to get him or the woman at the fast food place in Kansas and say to her, "All right, you know what, learn to speak English or get another job"? No. But depending on what kind of mood you're in, it can be irritating. So, how do you confront that? I know some people would call up here and they would say, "Well, you know, look, have a little patience." And you're right. But it irritates you. On some level. And ever since these two things have happened, I really longed to talk about this. Well, actually, the credit card thing just happened last night, but because of the other example, I've just longed to get on the air and talk about this. There is an ABC news poll out that indicates the following. Spanish spoken here, 2/3 don't mind. Fewer admit feeling prejudice towards Hispanics than towards Arabs and overweight people. Spanish speaking in the United States is widespread and accepted by most Americans, but 1/3 who experience this language difference are troubled by it, and they have distinctively more negative attitudes about immigrants and Hispanics generally. Just 10% of the Americans concede any personal prejudice against Hispanics, far fewer than the number who in previous polls have a self-reported prejudice on the basis of race against overweight people or against Arabs or Muslims. Nonetheless, among nearly 8 in 10 who hear others speak mainly Spanish, a third say it bothers them. All told, 78% in this ABC News Good Morning America poll say they often or sometimes come into contact with people in this country who speak mainly Spanish rather than English, including 55% who encounter them often. Being bothered by Spanish isn't affected by how often people hear it, meaning other factors are at play. People bothered by Spanish instead are those who are more apt to call for stricter immigration rules and have negative views on immigration generally, particularly on illegal immigrants. By the way, the survey, it should be noted, was done in English. All right. Your feelings about this and about the practicality of talking to people who just don't understand English very well or can't speak English very well. And this whole phobia about English only. 303-713-7600. How big of a deal is it to you? And would you consider yourself to be more prejudiced against people who do not speak very good English? Well, are you more prejudiced against people who are Hispanics, Arabs, or overweight people? So it's kind of a combined question here. All right? And has anybody else had the same similar experience that we had? I know you have, where you just run up against somebody who just doesn't speak English very well. Well, what do you do? You scream at them, speak English, you jerk? Or do you just go like, well, they're trying to make a place in the country, and they're learning English, and at least they're out there trying to learn it, at least they're out there trying to speak it, and... You know, the best I can do is be an adult, grow up, have some patience, and give them a break. 303-713-7600. And I got open lines. So I want to see how you deal with this and how far your tolerance level goes. All right? And you know what? If you don't call me, we'll just keep playing this song over and over again. This is kind of spiffy, isn't it? Yeah, Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. Back in the days when we liked Mexicans, because, you know, all they did was play music, and they weren't very threatening. Now they want to live next door to you and date your daughter.
Ta-ta-ta. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Family and I live without the fear of identity theft, and so do hundreds of thousands of others who've enrolled with LifeLock.
I was on vacation. Come to find out, someone was trying to open up a credit card in my name. LifeLock stopped the identity thieves before any damage was done, and I went back to my vacation.
Live without the fear of identity theft. Get a free ID theft prevention guide. 1-800-800-2366. A free guide. $1 million service guarantee. LifeLock. Guarantee your good name by calling now. 1-800-800-2366 or visit LifeLock.com.
Oh, I only had pipes like that. 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Looking for another set of wheels, or you're just determined not to go through the winter again without having an all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive vehicle or whatever it is that you need for the family or yourself or someone you love, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. Huge selection of clean, late model, used, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, over 700 on the lot. Matching down incentive, which helps you in the wallet, and on top of that, good people to deal with, too, like Tom and Marv Alshear and all of the gang out at Rocky's. Why has Rocky's been so successful? You know why? Because repeat customers. I mean, even if you don't buy anything at Rocky's, chances are you'll get a call and they'll thank you just for coming by. I mean, that's the kind of people that they are. Check them out on the internet. See what they're all about at RockysAutos.com. Look at the inventory or get on out there in person. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So they weren't just here like last week and then, well, maybe they'll be here next week. No, they've been around for a long time. And how have they been able to do that? They've been able to do it by putting you, the customer, number one. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of folks who sell cars. There are a lot of auto stores in this town and all across the United States where you don't come first. So if you'd like to get a taste of being treated right, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. They're located corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Big sign out front, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's MAE.NET.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, High Today 77. Okay. Spanish spoken here, two-thirds don't mind. Fewer admit feeling prejudice towards Hispanics than towards Arabs, overweight people. And my dilemma is, and I don't care if people speak Spanish. I don't care if the signs are in Spanish. I don't give a damn. I'm not scared of a multilingual world. But what do you do when you're dealing with somebody and they don't speak very good English? And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're Hispanic. Now, the guy last night was not Hispanic. He was from another country. And I still couldn't understand him. All right. Here's Jim in Lyons. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I've been making some phone calls and calling different people. I don't want to mention the companies, but one of them answers in the Philippines. And when she answered the phone and we started, everything was fine. But after, when I needed some more information, she couldn't understand my questions. I couldn't understand her answers. And I finally said, excuse me, please. I cannot understand you. May I please speak with someone else?
Well, I don't think that's being inconsiderate or rude. I think it's being truthful.
No, it's being, and truthful. But no, I do not. But my point is I do not put up with not being able to understand someone, that I'm calling to get information or to give information, to explain a problem, to do something, and if I can't understand them, I ask for somebody else.
Do you at least give them a little latitude before you do that?
Well,
or do you do it right off the bat?
Well, excuse me, may I please talk with someone else? because oh, I God, can't
you know what? Nothing's, nothing's
I'm
worse.
Polite about it.
Nothing's worse than a white. Nothing's worse than a white guy getting on the radio trying to do a Chinese or Japanese accent.
Or no, there's no accent whatsoever. But you're right. There's nothing worse than that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess so. Jeez.
I'm sorry. No, it was actually, never mind. It was stupid.
Well, I think eventually, if you can't get your point across, you have to ask for somebody else because you got to get your business done. But
yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Do people speaking Spanish in front of you, does that bother you?
Oh no.
No, it doesn't mean either.
No, I'm in Longmont quite a bit and in Boulder and there are people, you know, I see people in the grocery stores and in the, you know, in the different, you know, Walmarts and Targets and Kmarts and all the other stores that are, you know, speaking Spanish all the time. You know, customers to each other and some of the help to customers. I think it's fine that there's somebody in there that can speak, you know, like a salesperson that can speak, you know, Spanish to the Spanish-speaking people. I don't have any problem with people speaking Spanish in front of me. I listen and try to figure out, you know, some of the words that they're saying, and I don't speak Spanish. But if you listen real hard, you can sometimes, you know, pick up a word or two.
Yeah, I get people who call me and say, I don't like it, and blah, blah, and they should only speak English. Well, yeah, come on.
Well,
get a life.
Where did they come from?
Well, I don't
where
know.
Where did those people that are bitching about this come from?
I don't. You know what? That's
because
good.
I'll
that's
bet
good question.
You that you go far enough back, and a bunch of their ancestors didn't speak English. You know.
Yeah, that's probably true. But time has buried that over, and
yeah.
so they just don't remember. Hey, Jim, thanks, man.
You bet. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, a couple lines open here at 303-713-7600. Marcus on 270. Marcus, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, man, how are you?
Not too bad. I need to quit calling you. You're an addiction.
Well, I'm a good addiction, I guess.
Yeah, you're a good addiction. It's good to expand. All right. Okay, three things real quick going over. First has nothing to do with it. It's Rocky's Autos, and I just want to say I didn't have a good experience with them, but...
Why? What happened?
Rocky's Autos. We waited around for 20 minutes for somebody to actually, and we kept asking people to help us. And
oh, and nobody did?
Nobody did.
Well, that's really, you know what, that's really unusual. Did you finally get some help?
We got some help, and the guy, he was an older guy, chubby, and he wasn't very helpful because one of the things we told him was we don't really like GM cars because the last three GMs we've had have quit on us. And, of course, he immediately starts throwing us GM cars. I said, no, we don't like it. We kind of like Ford cars.
Well, there's all kinds of cars out there. Why did he do that?
I have no idea. It wasn't a very pleasant experience.
Did you get his name?
I wish I did. He was an old guy, gray, chubby, kind of balding. That's all I remember.
Let me suggest you do this, if you want to take time today to do this.
I probably will do it.
Okay. Call out there today and ask for either Colby Harris or Spanky Herrera.
I love that name.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And repeat what happened and talk to them about it. And if they don't resolve it, which I'm sure they will, I have total faith in both those guys. They're lifelong friends. If they don't resolve it, then call me back and I'll intercede. But I don't think you'll have to go through that. I think they'll take care of it.
I'm pretty sure they will. Probably just the one bad experience, but that usually matters. Okay.
Yeah, sure. It matters greatly, and that's one of the reasons why they'll do something about it.
That goes okay. The other two, actually, probably just one, because I already forgot what the other one was. I'm one of those people that get a little irritated when I can't understand people, be it English or not English. Even sometimes I can't understand people when they're speaking English, but be it Spanish. German. Now, the only reason I say Spanish in particular is because I lived in southern New Mexico for 16 years. And you were talking about you're irritated, you know, when you call someone on the phone and you can't understand them. I got that for like 16 years in my high school. Wasn't in high school 16 years, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, in the area you lived in.
Yeah, in the area I lived in. And honestly, I have to say it's kind of what built my, I want to say prejudice, my feelings against people who only speak Spanish. I don't care if they speak broken English. Yeah, it's a little irritating to listen to them, but that's fine. They're trying to learn. I have literally run across people that refuse to learn English. And those are the ones that irritate me. I don't care about the ones that are trying to learn it, you know, and they can't speak it real well. It's the ones that refuse to learn it. It's like, you have to learn my language. And I tried to learn Spanish, and maybe I'll go try again now that I'm older, but I couldn't grasp it.
I think you got a point there, but I also think, too, we got to look at it this way. I mean, if we live in a country where you're free to, you know, you're free to make choices, then if somebody doesn't want to learn English, and so they don't want to meld in, and they don't want to belong, and they're courting failure, then they're free to do that, right?
See, and the problem is, but they're not really courting failure. Can not everyone go, well, why don't we make all the signs in English and Spanish, which I don't mind as long as the English is the primary one, because I have to squint to see the English part of the sign. Another irritation.
Well, most places I go, though, the English is the primary part, or they're usually equal.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're all like that. I mean, I'm trying not to pigeonhole or blanket here.
I understand what you're saying. I don't think you've brought up some legitimate points here.
It's one of those where I'm trying to, you know, not everybody who's all like, they should speak English is all like, you know, it's just because I don't like them speaking Spanish. Even if they speak broken English, if they refuse. And that's the only time where I'm like,
yeah, but that's not very many people, because most people want to be part of what's going on, and most people want to be able to conduct commerce and business. So most of them.
You would be surprised.
Well, listen, you know what I can point you? Well, you know what I can point to? But you know what I can point to counter that?
What?
Most of the English language classes are packed full. They have more people trying to get in than they've got available seats. So you've
gone to an English language class and gone, well, how many people are here and what ethnicity? You know, I've never done that.
Primarily Hispanic, but they're all ethnicities, but they're trying to learn English. Marcus, thank you, man. Call Rockies. Take care of that. If they don't take care of it, you call me back and I will.
I will do so. Have a good day, Jay.
Okay, man. Talk to you.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. You just got like the most racist call ever, John. What did this guy say?
Well, this guy called in, and I tried to get him to hang on to talk to you, but he wouldn't do it.
Naturally.
But he calls in. He's like, I don't think Jay would want to hear what I have to say. And I was like, well, sure we would. Sure we would. He's like, well, I hate Mexicans, I hate Spanish, and I'm sick of the grease they leave behind. And I couldn't get him to hang on to talk to you, but that's what he said. Well, nice, huh?
Sad, really. It's really sad. Well, that's ignorance. What can you do about it? 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Gino with traffic.
All right, Jay. Well, we've had that problem, of course, on the southbound side of I-25, a crash near 104th and one right near I-70. So that's really bogged down that whole stretch from Thornton and North Glen into downtown. Even bigger problems on the turnpike, westbound 36 Church Ranch wreck there, but looks like we've got a lane blocked on the eastbound side. So traffic is definitely crawling through that direction. Through that area, both directions. Eastbound 6th at Wadsworth, we've had another problem there. It's blocking the right lane. Weather outlook today, expected to be mostly sunny, warm, dry, high of 78. Right now, few clouds, 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The flu is on its way. The single best way to stay healthy is with a flu shot from the Visiting Nurses Association.
Art inspired music. Music inspired art. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the October 13th Visual Fusion Concert with Nyla Whitmore, Open Studios artist at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Free pre-concert lecture, The Conscious Listener Part 1 with Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect. Also witness the world premiere of the new orchestration from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition by Boulder's own Michael Allen. Call the box office, 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
Before they kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live.
Fridays at 10, 9 Central on Sci-Fi.
Looking to earn extra money with no selling involved? Make some quick cash now by delivering the new 2007-2008 Yellow Book to area homes and businesses. Right now, Yellow Book is looking for individuals, groups, schools, or church organizations to deliver Yellow Pages directories. Schedules are flexible, so don't wait. Call 1-800-373-3280 today. Learn more about how you can earn extra cash delivering Yellow Pages directories. That's 1-800-373-3280. Wherever you look, Yellow Book.
You need a progressive lawyer? Well, I got two guys that you ought to meet, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Both of them are progressive lawyers, and they specialize in helping out everyday people like you and me to stand up and fight for your rights when it comes to insurance companies and big corporations. Now, maybe you don't need this, but you just don't know because somewhere down the line you might. And Mary and I went through a medical malpractice suit involving her mother once, and I'm telling you, you've got to have good representation. So, if you're looking for two guys, that are really dedicated and will do a bang-up job, we're talking Mike Turner and Scott Henderson and the law offices of Mike Turner. They're trial attorneys, and they're proud of it. Give them a call, 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. They're both personal friends of mine, and I'm proud to recommend them to anybody.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works, but we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves now at your local grocery store or available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at a higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah!
Que no encuentres un amor tierno y sincero. Cada hombre que aparezca en tu camino sea un estúpido. Que solo use en tu cuerpo.
41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Sunny, high today, 77. Spanish spoken here, and two-thirds don't mind in the United States. We're looking at a new ABC News poll. Here's an email from David. Jay, I'm in Atlanta, and I listen to your show from time to time. I'm in the merchant service sales credit card machines, and sometimes the business that I could call on the phone has someone answer, and then instead of saying that they don't speak English, they hang up in my face. Broken English is okay, and if they try to understand me and me understand them, I respect them a lot. But those who don't want to learn, I think it's wrong. If you're going to be here in the USA, learn English if you're going to become a business owner. Am I wrong to think that they should learn English or should I learn Spanish? No, I don't think it's either, David. I think what you ought to think is that you're selling a really good product and a really good service, and they can't take advantage of it because they don't speak English. So in reality, that's their loss. That's how you ought to look at it. I mean, they're the ones who lose. Just like the guy who just called up a Turk and left that really racist comment and was scared to get on the air about it, that he hates Mexicans, hates Spanish, and he's sick of all the grease they leave behind. Well, all right, that's a nonsensical statement. It's stupid. It's racist. And you know what? This guy loses out. He's the guy who misses out, not the rest of us. The rest of us understand exactly what's going on. All right, let's go to Crash in Westminster. Crash, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Yo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I thought you hung up on me.
Nah, not me.
I just wanted to comment. You said earlier in the program before you were taking calls, you mentioned about in Chicago there's Polish neighborhoods and Russian neighborhoods and this and that.
Right.
I've traveled all over the world. I have a lot of friends from different cultures who live here and whatnot. One of the things I think is very different is you know, all of my friends who came over here from Eastern Europe or whatever, their parents were always very, very adamant about assimilating them to the culture. Learn to speak English. Learn to speak it very well. It's the only way you're going to get ahead, all these different things.
Immigrants still are.
Yeah, and it was super important. The thing I find a lot, especially living here in Colorado, because I think we have a pretty high, you know, population of South American immigrants, or, you know, Central American, Latin American immigrants, whatever you want to say, it seems like they tend to stay very much themselves, and English is, you know, I understand about going to English classes, but it doesn't seem like that they want to maintain their culture so much, which I'm totally for. But there's a piece where if you want to get ahead in the and really become part of the society, that the language is key. And I think that that's a and most of my friends who are from Eastern Europe or from Japan or from other places say the same thing because I've had these conversations with them, and that's one of the things they see as a fundamental difference.
Well, the Pew Hispanic Research Center shows that by and large, overwhelmingly, second and third generation immigrants, Hispanic or otherwise, that they learn English and that the classes that are being given are jammed, that there's a waiting list to get into most of these classes, that people do want to learn. Usually what ends up happening is the older generation or the first generation over, a lot of times they don't totally and completely learn it, or they just don't learn it at all, but their kids always learn it because their kids are sucked into popular culture, their kids are put in situations of assimilation through education and work experience. And they get hip to what's going on, and they know what's happening.
To some degree, but I guess the way I see it is, you know, and once again, I have a lot of friends who come from that kind of environment. There's a much harder push from their parents to become to learn the culture, which our culture is a melting pot as it is. Period. I mean, there's no way around that. Everybody's ancestors came from somewhere else, unless you're American Indian, you know. But the point I'm trying to make is it seems like more so than any other culture I see, the Hispanic culture is very much about, you know, our culture pushing our culture.
Well, wait a minute.
And I think that's important. Hold
a minute.
But there's also adaption that needs to happen, too.
All right. But what do you draw on to support that allegation?
Well, we don't have a Russian-American Day, you know? We don't celebrate Russian independence as a as pretty much a national holiday in Colorado,
well,
where we do celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Well, yeah, but
okay,
we've
so
always
that's
yeah,
my
but,
point.
But all right, but wait a minute. We just had a big argument here yesterday
about Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
or how about St. Patrick's Day, where like for instance, if you're in Chicago, they spend the money to to put on the parade, dye the rivers green, pay law enforcement overtime. We had a St. Patrick's Day parade here because I was in it last year. Well, why is St. Patrick's Day? Why is that okay? Why does that work? And Columbus Day works, and all of that. Why are all those things okay, but it's not okay to have Cinco de Mayo? What's the difference?
No. I'm not saying it's not okay. That wasn't actually my point. My point, if I look at St. Patty's Day. You know, being real honest, I look at St. Patty's Day from what I always saw as St. Patty's Day is that's an excuse for people to go and drink. Hey,
it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. The fact is that we have it in the country, and nobody stands up and makes those same charges towards people of Irish heritage. Nobody stands up and makes the same charges towards Italian Americans. Nobody stands up. You know what? And depending on where you live, like in Chicago. They have a Pulaski Day, and nobody stands up there and says, well, wait a minute, how come we have to have Pulaski Day?
True. I I'm with you. And I know different parts of the country. I mean, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and, you know, the Eastern European community is huge in Pittsburgh.
What do you care whether they have Cinco de Mayo Day or not?
It's not so much that I care. It's a huge deal in Denver. That you can't.
Well,
you
so what? Right. It's a huge deal in most of the Western United States.
Okay. Well, I live in Colorado and I don't spend a lot of time in other states outside of Colorado. But my point is that, you know, if you go to a lot of other places in the world, they have signs in English and this and that. And that's not my issue. And really, Jay, what I'm saying stems from, you know, I want to see, you know, Mexicans, Latin Americans, whatever, who come to this country, be able to do better than hey, we have these people come here because they work jobs at American.
What does any of that? What does any of that have to do? What does that? What does any of that? What does any of that have to do with the fact that we have Cinco de Mayo Day, that they should surrender their cultural heritage, because we don't ask the same thing of other people in this country?
But Jay, you're putting words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm repeating back exactly what you're saying to me, because that's the elephant in the room that bothers you.
No, it doesn't, Jay.
Doesn't bother you, why did you bring it up?
Jay, hold on. Play back the tape for real, because what I said was, I think that them keeping their culture is very important. I think, and I think that's true no matter where you come
from. Then stop bitching about it.
No, I'm not bitching about that. My point is I think there are some things that happen that they're not pushed by either their parents or their culture.
What do you use to support that contention? What facts have you got to lay out on the table to support that contention?
It's only what I see.
Okay, it's only what you see. What do you think the Hispanic population of Colorado is?
I don't know.
All right, would you say that you see one-third of them? Would you say that you see a half of them? Would you say that you see one-tenth of them? How many do you think you run into?
I don't think any of those numbers would even be accurate. I mean, I don't think that...
Hold it a second. Don't you think that's inaccurate to get on the radio and when I ask you what statistics you have to support that feeling, you say, well, it's what I see or what I run into. That's not where opinions come from. You're entitled to your opinions, but you're not your own set of facts. When you run into people who are Hispanic, do you go to them and say, let me talk to your parents, I want to know how you learned English? Because you're making a statement you can't back up.
No, that's not true.
Hold
on a second, Jay. I'm making a statement from where I see it, just like everybody who forms an opinion makes it from their vantage point where they see it.
No, some of us, before we make an opinion, some of us, what we do is we go look at stuff like the Pew Hispanic Research Center Project, which indicates that what you're saying is not true. Most of us go look at surveys, polls, and statistical data to come up with it. We just don't base it on 25 people that we run into every 2 months. And then on that, you don't even do any extensive research on that because you've never talked to their parents, so you don't know.
No. This is true. And Jay,
well, how do you make it true? Prove to me that it's true.
Hold on. Let me say one thing. I'm agreeing with you. I'm not sitting here arguing. What I'm saying is I didn't wake up this morning, sat down, and put all my facts. I happened to hear a comment you made on the radio, and in the spur of the moment called you with my
I'm only asking you to back up what you're saying, and you don't have the method to do that.
Here's what I have to back up what I say. I have a great deal of friends, more than 50, from other cultures who I've talked to. We've had conversations about
that. Is that anywhere near the pool of immigrants that we have?
Of course not.
Okay,
of
then don't you,
not.
Then it's
no,
statistically
I'm not
wrong.
It
then it's statistically
I'm not
wrong,
it
and you are. And what you're doing is you're repeating conventional wisdom instead of backing it up. Thank you, Crash. I appreciate the call. Have a good day, Asta Manana. 751 traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's turned out to be a pretty hectic morning. We're dealing with this crash activity westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike at Church Ranch, but we had emergency vehicles blocking a lane eastbound, so definitely expect traffic to slow down there in both directions. Again, that's Highway 36 at Church Ranch. Eastbound 6th, Wadsworth, another crash kind of blocking the right-hand lane that's added to delays through there. Northbound Sheridan was affected as well at 6th Avenue, and we have those problems we've had on southbound I-25 that's caused traffic to back up on the southbound side all the way to 136th Avenue. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a mostly sunny day. It'll be warm with a high of 78. Right now, fair 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, it's the fall gas fill-up promotion at your participating Toyota Tire Center dealer. Through November...
Larry, does my butt look big in this bathing suit?
What? How would I know?
Well, look at it. Does it look big?
I don't know. Why are you wearing that in the office?
I'm booking a hotel on Orbitz, and it's between a beach resort or a ski lodge. I'm just trying to see what feels right.
Okay.
How about now? Do my thighs look too thick in these ski pants?
Yes.
The Orbitz Sun and Ski Sale. Save $150 now on select hotels and popular beach and ski destinations at Orbitz.com. Offer based on 5 plus nights. Travel time 107-331 a week. Book by 11-12-07. See site for details.
I heard about a
place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, poof, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
And it's tired of the whole thing. Now's the time to call 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at IconDenver.com and see for yourself. And if you're there on Thursday morning, I'll probably run into you.
With all the hedge fund hanky-panky and subprime tomfoolery going on these days, we at McStain Neighborhoods thought it might be a good idea to put some positive thoughts out there in the universe. So, we want all of you to join us in visualizing good things, like puppies and honeybees and blueberries, because they're excellent antioxidants. And full recycling bins. And homes that are so well crafted and save so many natural resources that even Mother Nature would approve. Now visualize a very low 30-year fixed-rate mortgage on one of our new McStain homes in Lowry, Stapleton, or Bradburn if you buy one before the end of the year. So you get a home you can depend on at a rate you can depend on. You see? Think positive. Together we can do this. You'll find details at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Secure Horizons Medicare Advantage plans are offered by United Healthcare Insurance Company, Pacific Care Health Plans, Oxford Health Plans, and their affiliated companies, Medicare Advantage organizations with a Medicare contract.
Attention! If you have Medicare and are on a fixed income, you may not be getting the most out of Medicare. In fact, you may be eligible to receive financial help with your medical and prescription drug costs. Some programs even help with transportation, utility, and other costs. Secure Horizons by United Healthcare will help determine if you're eligible for these programs. Call a representative today to make sure you're getting the most out of Medicare. Many Secure Horizons health plans offer more benefits than original Medicare at predictable prices. Call today for more information and to find out if you qualify for financial assistance at 1-800-400-9913. It's important to choose the right health plan. Call Secure Horizons plans for more information. Get the most out of Medicare. Call 1-800-400-9913. 1-800-400-9913.
I've heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Sit down, Camila Mexico. 7:57 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. High of 77 and Spanish spoken here. Two thirds don't mind. This is according to an ABC News poll. And we're having a spirited discussion here about this. Let's go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know where to start after that last call, but let me first say, I really appreciate your bringing up the fact that it's generally the first generation of immigrants who have that strong desire to keep their culture and keep their language, and then the preceding generations tend to assimilate more. But the past two callers before me have both said something that really disturbs me. They just say people, these immigrants refuse to learn English. And I think anyone who believes that, you need to do two things. You need to first, go overseas and live in a foreign country where you don't speak the language. And I'm not saying a two-week vacation. You go and live and have to negotiate everything.
All right, Kat, hang on. Hang on a second. I got to get some news. Please stay on the phone. I know you've been holding on, but please stay in the phone zone. We'll continue this over in the next hour, and we'll pick it up right there when we come back.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs. We use it with every dog that comes in for training.
I have three dogs on Dynavite.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dynavite will be a part of Maddie's diet for the rest of her life.
Go to the website at www.dynavite.com. Dynavite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. A big polluter is cleaning up its act. Ohio-based American Electric Power has agreed to spend more than $4.5 billion to cut emissions blamed for spreading acid rain across the Northeast. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal was part of a lawsuit that led to the settlement.
This victory will mean less smog and acid rain, less respiratory disease and asthma, and less death for countless citizens throughout the Northeast.
Grant Nakayama with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency hopes other polluters will fall in line.
We urge all regulated entities, including utilities, to meet their environmental responsibilities under the laws or regulations of the United States.
78 degrees in Midtown Manhattan on October the 9th. What a day to go skating at Rockefeller Center. Ice skating.
I think it's incredible. I feel like I'm in the Caribbean.
What happened at a concert in Dallas yesterday was no laughing matter.
People were getting dehydrated. They were having to make pathways. People threw up. People were fainting. People were in a daze walking towards the stage.
Summer-like weather in much of the East is about to give way to more seasonable temperatures. A cold front is pushing in from the Midwest, where readings are in the 50s in Minneapolis and Chicago. But what about this winter?
The outlook for the months of December, January, and February favors above-average temperatures over much of the eastern and central part of the nation.
Government forecaster Mike Halpert sees precious little rain in store for the Southwest.
Another dry winter for them, and it was quite dry in that part of the country last winter as well. Really paints a rather bleak picture.
Parts of Florida and Georgia could get some much-needed rain today. Should 21 be the legal drinking age, or would going back to 18 make more sense? On campus, some students say the higher limit only encourages binge drinking.
When underage drinkers do have the opportunity to drink, they do it to excess.
But groups like Mothers Against Drunk Driving say raising the drinking age to 21 has saved lives, and they're launching an effort to keep 21. Officials of a private intelligence company who got their hands on an Al-Qaeda tape featuring Osama bin Laden and gave it to the government were livid when the White House leaked the tape before its official release time. They tell the Washington Post that leak compromised methods they'd spent years developing to intercept Al-Qaeda communications. CBS News Homeland Security analyst Paul Kurtz says the leak was a lose-lose proposition.
What we need here is mutual respect between the government and the private sector to protect information we share back and forth with each other.
The search is about to resume for three people still missing in the crash of a skydiving plane in the remote, rugged Cascade Mountains of Washington State. Searchers found seven bodies by last night. The plane was on its way back from a competition in Boise, Idaho, when it went down Sunday night. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 28 points. NASDAQ is up 7. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from AccountTemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTU-8 capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. To the surprise of absolutely nobody, GOP presidential candidate Tom Tancredo says his campaign for president will be over unless he finishes in the top three in either New Hampshire or Iowa. After his run, he says he'll then decide whether to seek re-election to the House. Tancredo, of course, remains at the rear of that crowded field. The makers of Coors and Miller Lite are combining their U.S. operations in a new joint venture. The new company will be called Miller Coors. Officials say the merger should help the companies compete more effectively with leader Anheuser-Busch. Colorado wildlife officials considering whether to recommend charges against a man who says he shot a mountain lion that was attacking his puppy last Friday at his home near Gross Reservoir, west of Boulder. Now, laws protect people and their livestock, though if the shooting of the mountain lion falls within a gray area because it was a dog. Arizona Diamondbacks finally announcing the game times for their National League Championship Series against the Rockies at Chase Field. D-backs will host the Rockies in Game 1 this Thursday, beginning at 6:37 p.m., followed by a Game 2 start time of 8:18 p.m. on Friday. Rockies and the NLCS already having a positive impact on Denver's economy. Bill Ray with the Denver Chamber of Commerce says he can hear the cash registers all over Lodo.
When 50,000-plus people crowd into Lodo, it's always great for business. It's great for Denver. It's great for Colorado.
The Rockies are guaranteed at least two home games against the Diamondbacks and possibly a third if the series goes to seven. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It's been a pretty tough ride this morning, still dealing with a crash on the westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Church Ranch. We've got at least one lane blocked there. Eastbound lanes moving a little bit better through there. Eastbound 6th at Wadsworth in the cleanup stages. Southbound I-25 has been a struggle through Thornton and North Glen and into downtown from a couple of earlier wrecks. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today expected to be sunny, warm, and a high of 78 right now, fair and 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTUH capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nauseating, prejudiced white people everywhere. Gabacho J. Marvin at 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 77. Poll, Spanish spoken here, two-thirds don't mind. Fewer admit feeling prejudice towards Hispanics than towards Arabs and overweight people. What happens if you run into somebody who doesn't speak English and then you got to deal with them business-wise? Or you can't understand them, which is what happened to me last night. But that guy wasn't Hispanic, by the way. And then happened before to us, to Mary and I, and the woman was Hispanic. But what about all of that? All right, let's pick it back up, and we go to Kat. You were saying, Kat, Before the break, you were saying that that people should go to a foreign country and try to live there and figure out what's going on.
Absolutely. Try to negotiate everything you need to live your life, and then I think they will have a new perspective on what it's like for immigrants who come into this culture and try to live, to get a job and negotiate rent contracts and all of that, and try to learn the language. So that's the first thing they should do. The other thing people who... And this is for the people who believe, oh, they've refused to learn English. You need to think, why? Do they really refuse? I don't believe that. I don't believe it for a minute. But you have to put yourself in their shoes, and there are many factors that can affect whether or not a person can easily learn English. It comes a lot easier for some people than others. It has to do with their age, their educational background. Poverty plays a huge role in it. And also, what else are they doing in their lives? You know that I teach ESL up here in Longmont, and many of my students have two jobs and families, and they come to English class. So with adults anyway, we're always competing with what's really important in their personal lives, and that's putting food on the table for their families. So those are the people who say that immigrants refuse to learn English. And I have to say my experiences in teaching overseas, meeting a lot of American expats who are also teaching over there, I have to say Americans have the same attitude overseas. They want everything in English. They want to maintain their own culture. They want to be able to get McDonald's and KFC, and they want to be able to get everything that they're used to. Yeah. And so, you know, we're very chauvinistic that way. We just insist on having our culture. Now, that's not every expat I met, but it really does describe the majority of them. And very few of them, when I lived in Korea, very few of them could even negotiate money in the grocery store.
Why would you go live, like, in Paris or, I don't know,
well,
some other foreign country, and then and you want McDonald's?
I know it. It's
what is
it's
that?
Insane. And it's everywhere. McDonald's, Popeyes, KFC. It was interesting in Korea that Taco Bell didn't. Was not a success because the Koreans didn't like the pinto beans. They have their own beans in Asia, and they didn't like the Mexican-style beans. But then I also wanted to address your question about what do you do when you can't understand somebody, because it does happen. It's happened to me a lot of times, sometimes even with native speakers. You know, you get a teenager who's working for the pizza place, and you call in to order a pizza, and you can't understand them. And my recommendation is to do exactly what I teach my students to do. And the first thing you do is say, I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please? Whether it's in person, over the phone, over a speaker, just ask them to repeat and ask them to slow down. There is this misperception with non-native speakers that in order to sound like a native speaker, they have to speak really fast. And I frequently, and this happens most often with the younger, the teenagers, so I frequently have to ask my younger students to slow down, that they're not comprehensible when they're speaking too fast. So please repeat, please slow down. And then to echo what Jim and Lyons had said, then you do politely have to say, I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Is there someone else I can speak to? It's not being cruel. It's being honest. When communication breaks down, you have to be the one to take the high ground and say, I'm sorry, I can't understand you. And sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah, I don't find any of what you're saying unreasonable. I really don't care whether people speak English or not. I don't really care.
I don't either, and I'm happy that businesses can speak multiple languages. My gosh, CU Recycling has had recycling instructions in multiple languages for years, and that's great.
I love the sound of Spanish.
Well, I do, too, and I love the sound, and in fact, I love the sound of Chinese. I love the sound of Italian. I mean, there are lots of foreign languages I love the sound of. But I do think that communication is the key, and chauvinism is going to get us nowhere.
Yeah, I agree 100%, and I just, you know, what do you care? And you're right, if you get somebody who doesn't speak English, well, then ask to talk to somebody else.
Right, and again, I think it goes back to what is your experience in ever learning a foreign language? You know, have you ever gone to live overseas? Have you ever tried to learn a foreign language, not going to some class for a few weeks, but actually really trying to immerse yourself in a language, going to a country where you speak nothing or very little, and really trying to be understood, to be able to truly communicate in that other language? It's not easy, especially if it's not from the same language family, Chinese, Korean, these languages are not in the same language family as English. So, you know, it can be hard, but it's possible. But you have to step out of your ego and stop thinking, oh, English is the best language in the world. It is fast becoming the universal language, but it's not necessarily the best language in the world. It's really difficult and confusing. And why would we want to wipe out culture?
Because, I don't know, there are people out there who want everybody to be the same.
Exactly.
Well, what a drag.
Yeah, we want McDonald's all over the world. We've got to have Walmart on every continent. Yeah, I think that's what we're losing, isn't it? That respect for diversity.
Well, we're becoming a homogeneous country. I mean, there's no regionalism anymore. There's none of that stuff. I mean, it's like, and there are these people. I mean, the only reason that people can give you, I mean, when you get to the real elephant in the room, they're just bothered by other people who are not like them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it comes down to. So you got to put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try their shoes on and live their life for 24 hours and then tell me that they refuse to learn English, or do they have so many things going on in their very busy lives that it's just not the top priority at the moment.
Well, just, you know what it is? We're immature about ourselves. Kat, thanks. Yes. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
No, we are. We're immature about ourselves. Like the whole thing that went down during the beginning of the Iraq War, okay? Oh, so the French didn't vote with us? We're going to get rid of French fries and call them freedom fries, and I hate the French, and blah, blah. You know, oh, please. What, because they have a mind of their own? Here's Wiss in Denver. Wiss, you're on AM 760.
Yeah.
Hey.
I was listening to you behind that credit card deal, and I want to share with you what helped me behind getting on the Internet. I decided to go to a smaller company and come to find out that when I called in to make a complaint or anything, yes, I was talking to somebody in India.
Yeah, that happens quite frequently.
Yeah, see, I think that's what you was talking about. I see these people are bad about outsourcing the business, and you'd be thinking, you calling somebody in the United States, and you're talking to somebody in a foreign country. In fact, that even happened to a catalog I was ordering out of, and I called in the order, and I was talking to somebody I couldn't understand them, and so I asked them, where are you, you know, calling, and they told me, so I just hung up, because I didn't feel like even going through the process of trying to get, I didn't want to deal with them, put it that way, but since I had to go outside the United States. And it seemed like when these people called in, you had this one guy to call in about Rush, and about we had lost 50%. You listen to these people call in, Jay, and they seem like when they talk to their little old bunch, and all of a sudden their little bunch make up their mind, and they speak like that's everybody's intention. As far as I'm concerned, I don't see what we is 50-50 behind the thing, because here's what you people are doing. You're steady keeping it on the air. Although the conservatives, and man, look here, that Hannity, he got on the air the other night, and he went to going on about all the things that this man did and blah, 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 blah. And that all of a sudden, just like you say, their conservative network had taken over, but they didn't take over. You and other people like you have continuously pushed this thing to whereas it's still not over, and we're not no 50%. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not asking for a man to be put on, taken off the air, but at least we've got somebody that's fighting back. And me, I can't fight back. I can only call it to you and thank you for fighting back.
Well, you can fight back any time. You can write emails. You can write letters. You can do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't hip to that, put it that way. Or maybe just my laziness.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I'd rather call you and thank you.
Didn't make me do it, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So does it bother you when you hear people speak Spanish?
No, it don't bother me because, well, I've raised around all this kind of stuff. So when you especially if you're going to spend your money, now that's what I feel about that. You're going to spend your money, which you spoke about it earlier. The person that's in business is one that's being hurt because I'm not going to spend my money with nobody if I got to explain You understand?
Yeah, exactly.
If you talk English to me, I'm all right. But I don't have the time to be, to have the patience to repeat over and over again about what I'm trying to say to you. It's up to management to put somebody in that booth or whatever to understand what I'm saying the first time I say it. And if they don't, it's not the idea that I don't want to listen to this Spanish-speaking person. What I don't want to listen to is I got to start repeat to you about what I want, and I'm spending my cash money. That's the only thing I have against it. But just like you say, it's not me that loses out. It's that company that loses out, because what I will do, just like that thing I was ordered from this magazine. I just went on and ordered from a magazine to have somebody speaking English.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, that's what the whole thing of choice. That's what the whole thing about choice is all about. I wish I spoke Spanish, because if I did, I'd do the whole show in Spanish.
Well, let's tell you a little joke, and I'm gonna let this thing go. When I was in high school, I'd taken Spanish, but since when we went to graduate, you had to do something in Spanish before you could graduate. So at that particular time, in fact, I'm an ex-singer, put it that way. And I sung a song in Spanish to get my past degree, because I couldn't speak Spanish good enough to write an essay on it. So I just sung a song. You know?
There you go.
And that's the way I got out. You know?
There you go.
Okay.
Bye, Wes.
Keep up the good work, man.
Good to hear your voice.
All right.
See ya. It's 8:19, 19 minutes after. If I knew Spanish, I'd do the whole show in Spanish. 303-713-7600. Now, this is kind of more Cuban flavored, it seems like to me. Or Caribbean flavored. Radio Habana Cuba, transmitente de Cuba.
Art inspired music. Music inspired art. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the October 13th Visual Fusion Concert with Nyla Whitmore, Open Studios artist at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Free pre-concert lecture, The Conscious Listener Part 1 with Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect. Also witness the world premiere of the new orchestration from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition by Boulder's own Michael Allen. Call the box office, 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
Test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network's firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network's firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to Barracuda.com.
I'm thinking of a number between 450 and 850.
Know what it is? It's my credit score, and it happens to be 720. Do you know your credit score? Do you know what's in your credit report? You can find out right now at freecreditreport.com. How much easier could it get? Log on to freecreditreport.com. It's fast, free, and easy. That's freecreditreport.com. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Now, the only Spanish I know besides swear words is Sabado Cagante. 23 minutes after 8. I love that show. Hi today, 77, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Martin along with you. What about Spanish? The new ABC poll out, Spanish spoken here, two-thirds don't mind it. Fewer admit feeling prejudice towards Hispanics than towards Arabs and overweight people. And let's go to Blaine in Fort Collins. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, buddy, what's going on today?
Talk to me, man.
You know, I don't mind if people speak Spanish. You know, it's their language. It's good to know two languages. I mean, I wasn't born in the U.S. I was born in Panama. My father was born there. My grandmother was born in Spain, so I obviously have no issues with it, though I don't speak it worth a darn, much to my grandmother's chagrin. And another thing, last time I checked, Colorado, Spanish for the color red. Maybe that's just me, but you know, the Spanish-speaking people were here first before the, you know, the Anglo-speaking European whites. So people have issues with that. Need to
well, rail. That's the same thing as they rail against illegal immigrants, and they rail against immigrants, and they rail against Hispanics and Latinos, but then they can't wait to go get a chimichanga.
Yeah, exactly. But I do have an issue, and it's a taxpayer thing, and it's not for health services or anything like that. I think people have the right for that, and you know, a lot of the people that come here, even illegally, they're paying taxes. They're buying groceries, or they're paying state and federal tax because they're getting taxed because they have to, and if they're not, their employer should, of course, be jailed. But I got my voter packet, you know, it says, you know, which amendments are which, you know, blah, blah, blah. But half of it was in English and half of it was in Spanish. Now, and I have an issue that taxpayer monies are going towards that in Spanish, mainly because to be a U.S. citizen, you have to understand the English language, written and spoken. And I think that's a waste of taxpayer money. Now, if there was a website that had all that information on it, that would be fine, you know, and it had some sort of little Spanish, you know, article or paragraph that says, you know, go to this website, because every Denver Public Library has at least two, if not more, computers that they could go to and check it out if they do have some issues. But it shouldn't just be in Spanish, obviously. It should be in any and all language.
Well, realistically, how much would you save by cutting that out? That'd be number one. And number two,
well, you know what, though, is with all the budget shortfalls, every little bit helps. I mean that can't be, you know, you're that much more paper, even if it's recycled.
I think you'd find that would be negligible, number one. And number two, with our voting record in this country and with our voting record basically in this state and in this community, I don't think you should try to disenfranchise anybody from the democratic process, and language shouldn't be a barrier, and it's a small price to pay if you can get somebody to come to the ballot box.
But then why don't we do it in Urdu, the language of Afghanistan?
Well, because there are probably not enough people living here who speak Urdu. But there are a overwhelmingly amount of people in this state and in the western United States who speak Spanish.
Undoubtedly. I mean, I can't disagree with you because I would be wrong. But I just think it's one of those things where if you're a U.S. citizen and you have obtained the right to vote, you have to understand the English.
But you don't have to speak. You don't have to speak, nor do you have to write English in order to exercise that right to vote. There's nowhere in the law that says that.
No, when you take your citizen.
Well, yeah, but you can learn enough English to pass your citizenship test. But if you decide that you want to speak Spanish, there's no law that says that you can't speak Spanish. There's no law that says that you can't.
I'm not saying that, Jay. That
I mean, it's not against the law. So what? Who cares?
No, I don't care if they speak Spanish, but I think with obtaining citizenship, I mean, that's one of your responsibilities and one of your...
No, I don't think it's one of your responsibilities. Wait a minute. Where is it spelled out that you have to speak English to engage in the democratic process?
I didn't say that. Did I? I didn't say it was written. It's just, it's taxpayer money that could be used for other things. Whether you believe it's negligible or not, maybe we should find out. You know, how much it does
well,
cost.
Well, to me, I really don't care how much it costs, because to me, speaking English is not a requirement in order to engage in the democratic process. And if they want to make the ballots bilingual so that people can better understand and that they can participate in the democratic process, that's fine with me. I'm all for it.
Do they actually make the ballots bilingual, or do they just send out that paperwork? I don't know. We're going to disagree on this, but we're going to agree on most of the issues. I just think it's kind of a... It's as a citizen.
Well, I mean, why would you care?
It's taxpayer money.
Well, if you care about taxpayer, if you care about taxpayer money, there's more egregious things going on that are a waste of taxpayers' money than that.
But why? You know what?
And that's not egregious.
Okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree, which I think is the lamest thing ever said. But I think it's a waste of money. I mean, better things to be spent. And yes, there are hundreds of things that are more heinous out there that definitely should take precedent. But you know what? You have to start somewhere.
So in other words, what you do is you just make it that you just start by making it a step more difficult for some people to vote.
Wants to vote, that's going to stop them. If that's part of their reason for obtaining U.S. citizenship,
I'll go back to what I said before. It's not against the law to speak Spanish in this country, and with our voting record and the amount of people who turn out here, I'm for anything that entices anybody and makes it easier for anybody to get to the polls. Anything, including printing the ballots in Braille or anything else we have to do.
All right. You know what? No matter what, buddy, I still love you. You have a good one. Let's think about Progressive Vegas, all right?
You got it, man.
All right, Daddy. You have a great one.
Hey, you too. See ya.
We'll do. Bye.
All right. It's 8:30. And let me go to Kim in Denver. Kim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. My name is Kim. I'm from Denver. And, you know, I've thought for a long time that it's a little bit of a national embarrassment that more Americans don't speak a second language. And my husband went to Germany, actually, and spent a year there in a foreign exchange program and was asked by some German students exactly that. Why don't more Americans learn a second language? And he said, you know, in our defense, we've had over 200 years of 3,000 miles of uninterrupted English-speaking people. And in Europe, you have country-to-country different languages, and out of necessity, you need to learn another language in order to do business. And I think that's a really good point, and we need to... The idea that speaking a second language is the responsibility of immigrants is a little bit obsolete. We need to start thinking about that for our own benefit as well, because we're quickly becoming a country of two languages. And saying that it's somebody else's responsibility and shirking the responsibility ourselves puts us in a position just economically that will make us have a more difficult time in this smaller world.
Well, I agree 100%. I think your husband's right, and I think you're right, and I think that being able to speak more languages is a good thing, not a bad thing. And multilingual to me is fine. I mean, these people make all these dire, America's going to come apart at the threads and blah blah blah. And come on, stop.
Right.
I'll tell you something, Kim. You know what the problem is today? I'll tell you what the problem is today in 2007. We're supposed to be scared of everything.
Right.
That's it. Well, I mean, God Almighty, how do any of us ever leave our houses?
Right.
Somebody's
exactly.
going to come get us. Somebody's going to victimize us. Something's going to happen. We are, you know what? This is the whole, nobody, I mean, it's just like, oh my God, stop this 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week scare tactic / victimization drive that these folks are all on.
Right. I mean, I'm thrilled that my son is going to be able to go to a school where, in elementary school, he'll have the opportunity to learn a second language.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
I agree, because he'll be able to better compete.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you, but that's the world we live in. But the world we live in, this country, we're all a bunch of scaredy cats.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It really is sad. I mean, stand up and, you know, be something, for God's sakes. Kim, thank
you. Something. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
No, we are. You know, it's like we have our collective ranch eggs in our mother's purses, if you get what I'm trying to say. We are. We're scared. And you go listen to these other channels around here, and that's what they're into 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that they're being victimized by somebody. Oh, my God. Enough. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're looking a little bit better around the metro area. Looks like we've got most of the wrecks out of the way, although we're still dragging a bit westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike from Federal toward Church Ranch. That was due to the earlier problem. Same situation southbound I-25 from 120th to 84th. Weather outlook today, expect it to be a beautiful day. Sunny, warm. We'll get a high of 78. Looks like tonight some light winds and a low of 45. And right now, a few clouds and nearing 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive of Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
I developed Super Prostate Formula for my patients because I couldn't find anything that offered this powerful combination of all natural nutrients. My unique formula helps provide relief from frequency and urgency to help you get a better night's sleep. I believe so strongly in the power of my Super Prostate Formula that I want you to feel the difference yourself for free. To get your free bottle and learn the details of this incredible offer, call 1-800-900-4317. And when you call now, you'll also receive my informative prostate CD, free. To find out how to get your free bottle and free CD, call now, 1-800-900-4317. That's 1-800-900-4317.
Do you think thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
836, 36 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Federal Reserve has cut short-term interest rates for the first time in 4 years. And with that going on, if you're a homeowner, how about the mortgage store? They're here once again with another great rate for you to take advantage of. 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard me right. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 6.0 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly, you call now. You can defer your next two house payments. And if you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up maybe hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of this special 5.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. At only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, we guarantee to save you money. So call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Want to test drive a new Mercedes minus the pressure? Be a part of Test Drive Wednesdays. You do the test drive. You do the radio and website reviews for high-end vehicles from Denver area Mercedes-Benz dealers. Sign up at testdrivewednesdays.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
fantastic email at 8:38, 30 minutes after the hour. I'll just attempt to read some of this because I don't know if this is a real email or not. This is from Susan. I won't even get Susan's last name because it may not be her. I would like to know what is racist. By the way, racist is spelled R-A-S-I-S-T, about asking why we should allow people that have entered this country illegally get to stay. There is a two-tiered justice system, justice spelled J-U-S-T-I-S-T. If you stole, it's amazing she didn't put down if you stole an ID to get a job and got caught. Caught is C-O-U-G-H-T. You'd be in jail. As for not speaking English, I do think they should learn. I know it's not easy. Well, you demonstrate that, but it never has been. My grandfather had to. He also, all is spelled A-L-L-S-O, sent his two oldest boys to war in World War I. They went to fight their cousins, C-O-U-S-I-O-N-S. You cannot hold up all the arguments, so you call people racist, R-A-S-E-S-T. Well, that word doesn't mean a thing anymore. I would also, A-L-L-S-O, like to know why you would want to let these people get in-state schooling. We haven't even covered that. Oh, by the way, she spells schooling, S-C-H-O-O-L-I-N-G, cost, but you don't. If you don't live in the state for a year, you pay out of state. If you came to this country legally, you pay out of state. Why are they so special? Why do they deserve D-S-U-R-V-E what an American doesn't, D-O-S-N apostrophe T, get? If you did your show in Spanish, you might get people to listen to the show. You do fit in Boulder real well. I'm a native Colorado and go back to California. Good, Susan. Nice job. You obviously came from a house of higher education.
Great grasp of the English language.
Yeah. Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, nice talking to you again. Hey, I want to thank you for bringing up a nice issue here that brings out a lot of prejudice and makes people think about things. My personal experience is I'm considered a second-generation immigrant family. I grew up in the old neighborhoods of Waukegan, Illinois, north of Chicago.
Hmm.
Ethnic neighborhoods, there were Poles, Croatians, Slovenians, Lithuanians, Greeks. They all had their own churches. Those churches, even in the 60s when I was growing up, had their own languages. There were their own stores, funeral homes, everything going on. And that town then turned over in my lifetime to be one of the largest destinations of Mexican Americans that came here, and because basically that rich county north of Chicago needed a lot of landscapers, and plus other workers. But my experience is this: seeing it from many sides, and immigrants are screwed when they come here because businesses and other people that are here can take advantage of them. And so they band together, and they learn to band together, and they learn to kind of trust other brethren of their sort. And so even if they're not learning the language, and even if they're associating and assimilating, you know, cultural events, I mean, our family still makes, you know, once a year some ethnic foods and other things to remind us of where we are and everything. And even my personal experience, I've had people say, why don't you change your name because it's so weird? I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, really.
Right, change my name. Because I'm supposed to assimilate into somebody else's, you know, thinking. But what I've noted, whether it's Mexican-Americans or Greek-Americans and immigrants or whatever, is the second generation, they do, by the natural course of events, assimilate, learn the language, connect, move on. And this, because they compete and they work here. The other thing, as I've known, is even came from my family, was one of the things is the way you're going to get ahead in America and coming here from the old country is you just simply outwork the next guy. And my thinking is that a lot of the prejudice is that a lot of Americans really don't want to work as hard as the immigrants coming here because they have to.
Oh, absolutely. Well, absolutely. Or they feel like they're victimized.
Yeah,
I mean, that's that whole thing about victimization and whining and crying. That's all these people do is whine and cry.
you know, I mean, whether they live two or three families to a household, and whether they have two jobs that they're making minimum wage or close to it, there is a work ethic and they know it, and they know that they're not going to get, you know, unless there's something really special, the move up. But they instill that in their kids. I've been in past and teachers and everything else. Kids who are second generation, by and large, and I don't have all the statistics, are going to work harder to get in school to try to move to the next step, and they appreciate things. And so the people who are here, they think they're entitled, and it's really funny. My father then married an old family going, they can trace their ancestries all the way back into the 18th century in America. And I would hear the prejudice from that side of the family against all these immigrants, whether they were Mexican or whether they were Chinese or anybody else, because it was that idea that they're going to outwork them and take something away from them. And so when people are here and they talk about the Mexican-Americans or the Latins who, and it's more than Mexican-Americans, it's all up and down Central America into Colombia, Venezuela, and anywhere that are coming here, and they say they don't learn the language or they don't do this or they want to have Cinco de Mayo. Heck, Waukegan, Cinco de Mayo, you would hear Mexican music all day long with flags going and everything else, no different than as you brought up the experience in Chicago with the Irish, with St. Paddy's Day.
Or Pulaski Day.
You know what? And it's great. They're celebrating their heritage. Fantastic. And this idea that, you know, I'm just going to say this. In that town of Waukegan when I grew up, it was not a big deal for businesses who wanted to do business with those ethnic neighborhoods to have double language because they wanted to have business with them and have trust. Now, as time goes on, the kids and the next third generation know they got to speak English. They just know it, and they got to speak it well. And so it is just the process that works itself out.
Right, because they want a piece of the American pie, so they want to get in there and they want to get it.
Of course, and so and the bottom line is they don't want to get screwed. I mean, that was my wife was a bank manager at one of those banks there before we left the area, and the bank finally came to realize that if they hired Spanish-speaking tellers and had Spanish-speaking loan officers, and where those immigrants and families could come and feel trusted and feel respected, their business boomed. And it's a trust factor. It's just like if you went, and I try to make this other people go in, go to another country, go to Germany, go to Russia, and try to assimilate in Russia and feel like you're not going to get screwed.
Right, exactly. It's a matter of trust, and it's a matter of sticking together for survival, and it's a matter of bonding, and immigrants have always done it, and they always will.
And so, you know, and yeah, my father sent me to the first the ethnic schools because he wanted me to feel that connection and everything else. But you know what? It didn't really. I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, I didn't have an opinion of whether I should go or not, but it didn't matter because ultimately, you know, the culture, some of the remnants, you know, stayed, but basically the culture melted into the American fabric, and the only thing that's left now is some of the old people want to go back to the old funeral homes.
Right, that's exactly right, and it's a very, very old generation that doesn't speak English. Everybody
right.
else speaks English.
And I'll just personal experience in my grandfather's home, and he was a politician and a banker, but in that house, English was spoken to the grandkids and whatever, and Serbo-Croatian was spoken among themselves, and it was sometimes all mixed up. It was English and the same thing.
Right.
Which is
basically what Yiddish was.
Yeah, and so the whole thing is I saw that going on, but, you know, that's how they felt comfortable communicating, and a lot of it was trying to keep secrets from the kids anyway.
You know what it is? A lot of these people want a white world with white people, and on top of that, as I said before, we're living in a society where we're scared of everything. We're paranoid, and it's amazing that we can even get out of bed. Bob, thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you. Here's Rodrigo in Denver. Rodrigo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Buenos días. Estoy escuchando a Jay Marvin en la 760 AM.
Hey. Thank you, man.
No problem, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. My topic that I wanted to touch base with you is this. How do I begin? I was driving on Monaco and Evans the other day, actually Monaco and Alameda, and I saw Denver Public Library puts kids first. And then there was another sign a couple of 100 yards out, you know, and then there was to say Denver Public Schools, Los Niños Primero. And that is good because some children, even though they're born in the U.S., they don't their native tongue is Spanish. Like my nephews right now, my daughters, I got a couple of nephews that are going to school now, and they're bilingual, completely bilingual. You talk to them in English, they understand. You talk to them in Spanish, they understand. And it's a proven fact that children, or an average person that speaks two languages at least, it's a little bit more smarter than the average person.
That's right. I wish I spoke two languages.
No. I mean, I don't blame you for that. I mean, you were raised, even though you're raised, like you say, you've been in L.A. and California and a bunch of places that, and Laguna Beach, a bunch of places that speak Spanish mainly. I mean, I don't blame you for not learning it, but when Telemundo goes out of business and Univision goes out of business, then the people is not going to be attracted to learn Spanish no more, but only English.
Well, you know what? Had I been smart, I would have learned it because then I could be working at K Bueno.
No. You should be working at AM 1150. There's a really good program in English.
Is that Tricolor?
No. It's Tricolor. They just play Mexican music, and I like both. I like country music, too. But I like Metallica, and I like Ranchero. I like Mariachi. I like both. I mean, I don't mind just switching station back and forth from one Spanish station speaking into to you, because pretty much that I only got you on my dial. You know, I just press the number one preset station. There you are. You know, all day long.
So what's 1150?
It's a new station, Spanish new station.
And you know what? I will definitely check it out. Hey, Rodrigo, I gotta go because I gotta get traffic.
Just try it on Saturday, 8 a.m. Okay.
Okay, man.
Thank you, guys.
Love you. Talk to you later, Hermano. All right. So 8:50, 50 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. Oh, my God. We had a guy on speaking Spanish. Ah, we're being taken over. Let's get traffic now in English with Gina.
Thank you, Jay. We're seeing definitely a lot of improvement around the metro area, although we still have pretty heavy traffic if you're headed through the DTC, southbound lanes of 225. Southbound I-25 still fairly stacked through Thornton and North Glen getting into downtown, but all the wrecks are out of the way. And westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike a bit sluggish from Federal toward Church Ranch. Weather outlook today should be a nice day with mostly sunny skies. We're going to get a high of 78. Looks like more of the same tomorrow, and then right now, fair and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Frontier Airlines presents How to Succeed in Business. When traveling on business, always fly from...
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, the setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Charge from Standard LASIK for the month of October only. We also make it affordable to everyone by providing low or interest-free financing programs.
I would only trust my eyes to Speedac 2020 LASIK. It not only changed my vision, it changed my life, and it'll do the same for you. I know you have LASIK choices, but we're talking about your eyes here. Do what I did and go first class. Your eyes deserve it, so give them the best. Speedac 2020 LASIK.
To learn more about LASIK or schedule a complimentary evaluation with me, please call us at 303-C2020 or visit us online at speedac.com. I look forward to seeing you.
8:52, 52 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, you think that I don't tell you the truth? You think that I lie to you? How about this police officer who ran the Chicago Marathon and died of a heart attack. But the first thing they thought was is that he had died because of heat exhaustion, and it turns out he had heart disease. Now, a lot of you feel that you're healthy enough to run in a marathon, but you may be courting heart disease. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to get you all worked up. I'm just saying this, that it's a fact of life that 62% of heart attacks occur in individuals with a 0 to 1 risk factor for 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease. The first symptom is the fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. So you owe it to yourself, your family, and your community to get something done about it. And the best thing to do is to get a heart scan. Front Range Preventive Imaging has the technology that could help save a life of you or someone close to you. The EBT scanner is the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. We're talking no needles, no drugs, no injection, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. And diagnosing this disease before the heart attack allows your doctor and allows you to get out in front of it. So, do yourself a favor. Don't slough this off. Get a heart scan and find out exactly what's going on with your heart. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN or online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
My Social Security number is 457-555-5462. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million service guarantee that your identity will be protected. Stop identity theft before it happens and protect your good name. I want to send you a free ID theft prevention guide. Get ready to pick up the phone now for a free guide. My family and I live without the fear of identity theft, and so do hundreds of thousands of others who've enrolled with LifeLock.
I was on vacation. Come to find out, someone was trying to open up a credit card in my name. LifeLock stopped the identity thieves before any damage was done, and I went back to my vacation.
Live without the fear of identity theft. Get a free ID theft prevention guide. 1-800-800-2366. A free guide. A $1 million service guarantee. LifeLock. Guarantee your good name by calling now. 1-800-800-2366 or visit LifeLock.com.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Yeah. 8:55, 55 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 77. We've been talking about this ABC News poll. Spanish spoken here, two-thirds don't really mind. Fewer admit feelings of prejudice towards Hispanics than towards Arabs, overweight people, and others. Let's get back to the phones. We've got a Rick in Fort Garland. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Rick. How are you?
All right. Thanks for the forum you provide for free discussion. I really appreciate it. I'm from out of town, but I'm here on meetings. I have a little bit different experience. I was born in this country, and so were my parents in New Mexico, but I spoke only Spanish till I was about 5 years old. When we went to school, there was common sense education, and we all learned English just fine. But then I moved to Colorado and was punished for speaking Spanish on the school grounds, and that set me on a path to, well, basically later on I just decided I wasn't going to lose that language. And so I'm fully bilingual. I studied it. I've been to other countries and got along just fine. I think there's an element of fear involved with another language, but it's tied so much to culture and identity, and that's why we hang on to it so much. And I think that really goes to the issue of why folks really fear it. But when I hear another language, I kind of smile. I just embrace it because I know these folks are, they help to make the country a lot better. They provide a fabric that we wouldn't otherwise have, and I embrace the newness of the language and the immigrants, and I think they all want to learn English. In fact, I know they do, but my experience is a little bit different. I can sit here and have a conversation with you in full Spanish and or English, whichever. I'm comfortable with both. I write it. I speak it. So it's not just the immigrant. We had to go through that. I'm 61 years old, so I have a little bit different experience. just wanted to share that with you.
Well, it, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting that you come from that background. It really is interesting, and I'm glad that you did call up. And you did share it. I really appreciate it. Rick, where you say you're from out of town? Where are you from?
Fort Garland, the Sunlit Valley.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, anytime you're up here, man, give us a shout or stream us at am760.net. Thanks, Rick.
I do. Take care.
All right. Bye. Coming up, Paul Waldman takes a look at the media, and then open phones.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival.
Beer.
October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
Listen, when it comes to my wrinkles, I don't care why I get them. And to be honest, I don't even care what fancy ingredients work to fight them. All I care about is that there's something out there that's going to make them disappear. Something that actually does what it promises. That's what I care about.
There is. It's called Dermatage, and it's a revolutionary new skincare system that reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles in just minutes. It even helps boost your own body's natural collagen production to help prevent them. And here's something you'll really care about. Right now, you can try Dermatage absolutely free. That's right. We want you to try it free. We understand you don't want to know why you got wrinkles. You just want to know how to get rid of them. Call today for your risk-free trial of Dermatage and see the difference. Guaranteed. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A major power producer, American Electrics, agreed to one of the largest environmental settlements ever. CBS's Stephanie Labadaka says it totals $4.6 billion.
The settlement follows a protracted court fight between American Electric Power, or AEP, and the government environmental groups and eight states who blame coal-fired emissions for massive amounts of acid rain and smog across the Northeast. While AEP will pay a $15 million fine, it will spend $4.6 billion to reduce pollution by 813,000 tons per year, and all sides agree that that is the most important element of today's settlement.
The Supreme Court has ended a suit by a German, Khaled Al-Masri, who says he was kidnapped and tortured by the CIA in Europe and held for months in an Afghan prison. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
No great surprise here. In fact, it would have been an absolute shock had the court accepted the case for review, because the state secrets doctrine designed to block these types of lawsuits is fairly strong. Remember, even U.S. citizens who have made these sorts of claims have not gotten far in the federal courts.
The Bush administration has never acknowledged that Al-Masri was detained. A bill that will be introduced in Congress today could lead to a confrontation with the White House over the limits of President Bush's warrantless wiretapping program. CBS News terrorism expert Paul Kurtz says a balance has to be struck between eavesdropping and oversight.
What we need here is mutual respect between the government and the private sector to protect information we share back and forth with each other.
A new White House report out today says Al-Qaeda remains the country's number one terrorism threat, and the report says the group is expected to step up efforts to place its operatives inside the U.S. The search is underway again in the rugged Cascade Mountains of Washington for the remaining three victims of Sunday's crash of a plane carrying skydivers. Dan Cyphers with the Yakima County Sheriff's Department.
We've not been able to do a good full search due to the fact of heavy brush, heavy timber. The terrain is very, very steep.
Seven bodies were recovered yesterday. Two researchers, Albert Fert of France and Germany's Peter Grünberg, are sharing this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. They're being honored for their pioneering work in the late 80s, leading to the storage of magnetic data on computer disk drives. Dana Blankenhorn blogs for ZDNet.com.
In order for these exponential effects, increases in capacity improvement to happen, you have to have breakthroughs. This was a very important breakthrough in the area of disk storage.
Well, there's no way to banish him entirely, but federal forecasters say old man winter won't carry quite so much chilly bite this year. Mike Halpert is with the Climate Prediction Center.
The outlook for the months of December, January, and February, what we call winter, favors above average temperatures over much of the eastern and central part of the nation, as well as into the southwest.
Halpert says La Nina is the reason. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26, the Nasdaq off 4. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
People today find car insurance difficult to understand. So we invited an expert in mathematics to explain the new eSign discount from Progressive. Professor?
Well, it's simple. Sign your policy forms at progressive.com and get a $50 discount.
That's it?
Oh, yes.
The eSign discount from Progressive. It's simple. Go to progressive.com, click to sign your policy forms online, and get a $50 discount.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. eSign discount not available in California, Nevada, North Carolina. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The makers of Miller and Coors Beer coming together for a new joint venture.
Molson Coors Brewing Company and SAB Miller have signed a letter of intent to combine each of our company's operations in the U.S. and Puerto Rico.
Pete Coors of Molson Coors Brewing Company making the announcement this morning. The new company will be called Miller Coors. It's not expected to have much of an impact, if any, on the brewery operations in Golden. The not-so-Reverend James Dobson is at it again. The Focus on the Family head once again blasting GOP presidential frontrunner Rudy Giuliani.
I will not vote for a man who will not support the institution of marriage, who thinks every state should establish its own definition of marriage, which will destroy it.
Speaking on Fox News, Dobson says he and other religious righties may bolt the GOP and field a third-party candidate if Rudy gets the nod. And upset over a college newspaper editorial about President Bush that used an obscenity, conservative students at Colorado State University have now started their own newspaper. A group calling itself the CSU College Republicans has begun distributing the Ram Republic, which they're calling the conservative voice of CSU. And the Arizona Diamondbacks announced the game times for National League Championship Series contest against the Rockies. The D-backs will host the Rockies in Game 1 Thursday, starting at 6:37 p.m., followed by Game 2, start time of 8:18 p.m. on Friday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Well, it looks like we got all the wrecks cleared off the highway that were causing so much problem, including southbound I-25 there through Thornton, North Glen, and getting into downtown. Westbound lane to the Boulder Turnpike looking a little bit better now, headed toward Boulder if you're anywhere between Federal and Church Ranch. Do have a brand new crash, though. It's westbound I-70 at Brighton, so that will be our new hot spot. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today expected.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
Out at MediaMatters.org or Prospect.org. And good morning, Paul. Welcome back to the show.
How are you today, Jay?
I'm doing okay. Okay, what about this Gallup poll? Near majority who see liberal media unchanged compared to growth in conservative perception. Perception of conservative bias in media 64% higher since September 2001. So maybe people are beginning to get a clue on this stuff.
Well, I think that, that shows you, I'd like to say it shows you how effective Media Matters has been, but...
Yeah, well, I think it has.
I think we have been part of an expanded conversation among progressives about the media. You know, for a long, long time, conservatives had as really kind of a core part of their political worldview that the media were aligned against them. That's how they really view any issue. No matter what what we're talking about, you can always count on some conservative to come out and say, well, the media is really biased on this. But that hadn't been part of the way progressives looked at the political world. And one of the things that we've tried to do is to demonstrate to people that, you know, progressives have issues with the media too, and we think ours are more critical than the ones that the conservatives bring up. And it should be part of how we look at the political world and how we approach it.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. All right, let's get into some stuff here. We talked about this last week. Following Drudge report, media outlets seized on Obama decision years ago to stop wearing a flag pin. Oh, for God's sakes. Is that all they have?
Yeah, well, this is something that shows once again the power that Matt Drudge has to take a story, a small story that appears somewhere, and move it on to the national media. You know, he ran something about this that someone noticed that Barack Obama wasn't wearing a flag pin, and he got asked by a local station, I believe in Iowa, about it, and he gave his explanation, which is that he thought that it had become something that was just an easy substitute for real patriotism. And not a genuine expression of patriotism. Now, there was some discussion about this, and in some places it was reasonable. In some places it was ridiculous. You know, for instance, Sean Hannity on Fox News started going off about how, well, we wear flag pins because we were attacked, obviously implying that if you don't wear a flag pin, then you don't care about terrorism or America. So what we at Media Matters did was we said, okay, well, Sean Hannity is criticizing Barack Obama for not wearing a flag pin. I wonder if Sean Hannity always wears a flag pin. And if you go to our website, you can see, about a dozen or so pictures of Sean Hannity not wearing a flag pin in different situations. And a lot of people don't wear them these days. You know, it became kind of mandated almost after September 11th. But I think this is actually an opportunity for us to really think about what patriotism means and what the different forms of patriotism are. You know, conservatives tend to be very interested in those kind of symbolic forms of patriotism. Do you wear a pin on your lapel? Do you have a flag on your car? Are you willing to sing God Bless America? I think that when progressives think about patriotism, they think about it in a way that's not so much symbolic as substantive, which means are you trying to make your country a better place? It's not about chanting we're number one. It's about trying to make us number one. You know, one situation I like to use as an example is healthcare. You know, the conservative tends to say, well, we've got the best healthcare system in the world. The progressive says, well, no, we don't. And what if we try to make it the best healthcare system in the world? Wouldn't that be the most patriotic thing to do? It is a fundamentally different approach to the question of what we mean when we talk about love of country.
Yeah, I think they've also taken that symbol and stolen it, too. And we've given it to them. Where I think we ought to turn around and tell and make the point that it's not theirs. It's everybody's. And that if you choose to fly a flag, if you choose to have a flag lapel pin, if you choose to put a sticker on your car, you choose to put one on there. If you don't, you don't. But regardless, the flag still belongs to everybody. It's not their personal property. And it's, you know, they continue down the same line all the time of trying to gauge and measure people's patriotism. And trying to imply that they're more patriotic than you are, and I think we should call them on it and tell them that it's nonsense, because it is.
I absolutely agree with you.
I mean, they're not more patriotic than anybody else, and in some cases, less patriotic. So, I mean, who are they to talk about? And by the way, with everything that's facing this country, thanks a lot of it in large part to their mismanagement, this is the best they have. For Barack Obama, the best they have for Hillary Clinton is her laugh or the sound of her voice. This is the best they can do. They don't have anything else.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of coverage recently of Hillary Clinton's laugh. You know, is it fake? Is it real? Is she cackling? You know, it is pretty ridiculous. But who knows? You know, whether or not that's going to affect how people look at them. You know, how much discussion has there been of John Edwards' haircut?
That's because we allow it to go on.
Yeah, you certainly can't count on the media to stick to substantive discussion of issues that matter to people. As a matter of fact, you can pretty much count on them not to do that. So we're going to be hearing more about that sort of thing as the campaign goes forward.
Yeah, and they're going to ignore the contradictions, like how much Romney spent for makeup, the fact that Giuliani charges more than Edwards when he was doing speaking engagements, and you go on and on and on with all of this stuff. But you're right. Once they latch onto it, they keep using it over and over and over again to the point where it becomes a conventional talking point. And their absolute paranoia and craziness regarding Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both, to me, is really out. I mean, it's just like it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, I think, you know, people think back on what happened during the Clinton years and how the right wing was so caught up in conspiracy theories and had this kind of obsessive hatred of the Clintons. I think that one of the things that's important to recognize is that that's going to happen no matter who the Democratic nominee is, no matter who the next Democratic president is. It's going to happen for the foreseeable future. You know, if Dennis Kucinich became the next president, he would be the subject of the same kinds of kind of obsessive attacks, you know, the fevered conspiracy theories about how many people he had murdered. I think you can expect to see that with any Democrat, because that's part of what that particular wing of the Republican Party has kind of trained themselves to do. It's not all Republicans, and I think there are a lot of Republicans who recognize that ended up doing them much more harm than good, the kind of Clinton-hating industry. But you're going to see it again. You know, we saw it against John Kerry. We saw it against Al Gore, or we're going to see it against whoever the next Democrat is.
Do you think it plays this time?
I don't think so. I think that what we saw during the Clinton years was eventually it hurt the Republicans more than it hurt the Clinton administration. Because, you know, most people are reasonable, and you're going to find a certain portion of people who are going to have that kind of obsessive hatred about whoever the person, the representative of the party on the other side is. Those people are going to be there. But I think for the vast majority of people, they are going to be turned off by that kind of thing. You know, it kind of it relates to something else that's a little bit to the side. Ann Coulter, people may not have realized, came out with a new book last week. And she's not getting nearly as much attention as she has before. Part of the reason, I think, is that Republicans are not so eager to promote her, because they realize that with her kind of excessive vitriol and hateful rhetoric, she was doing them more harm than good. If that's the face of conservatism, people don't want to be associated with it. And I think there's something similar could happen with that part of the right wing that is going to have those kinds of obsessive attacks on whoever the Democrat is. Now, it doesn't mean it might not work. I mean, it worked with John Kerry and the Swift Boat veterans.
But you know something, Paul? It worked with John Kerry, but I think it worked only because John Kerry failed to fight back.
Well, that's a big part of it. There's no question about that. That he did not handle that well, and that he could have done things much differently. And I think that's also a lesson that Democrats have absorbed too. Is that they, one would presume, and I think that it's true, will be more ready for those kinds of attacks when they come this time.
I mean, I think the difference is I'm not advocating that we do what they do, but what I am advocating is that we step up to the plate and call them on it. That we step up to the plate and say, okay, you made this statement. Now you back up the statement you made. You tell us where you got it, and you substantiate it. And it seems to me that far too much goes on where we don't do that. We don't step up to them and say, okay, look, you know, you said that Barack Obama went to a madrasa. All right. Where'd you get that information? Put your money where your mouth is. Prove it. And if not, take it back, because you're not telling the truth.
Yeah, and I think that's actually a good example. That was a story, if people may not remember, that came out of a magazine called Insight that's owned by the Washington Times, which is owned by the Reverend Sun Myung-moon, notorious cult leader. And it was pretty obviously fabricated. It began to move around in the media, and fairly quickly, actually, not only did the Obama campaign respond strongly, but a couple of media organizations, especially I think it was CNN and ABC News, did their own investigations of it before they actually ran with the story. They investigated to see whether it was true, and then they did stories debunking it. So that was actually a case in which the media did a good job. Hopefully, when those kinds of false stories come up, and there will be more of those too, they'll follow that pattern where before reporting on it, just because it's quote-unquote out there, they'll actually try to investigate to see if it's true or not. And if it's not true, they'll either ignore it or they'll just tell people that this story has come up and it's false. That's what they ought to be doing if they're going to be the guardians of facts and truth for us, which is part of what their role is supposed to be. we hope that they can follow that pattern instead of what they did, you know, in previous cases like the Supo veterans, where, you know, all kinds of different news outlets just aired their charges, even though when they actually got around to investigating it in the end, they found that they were false. But by the time that they did get around to investigating it, the damage was already done.
Well, there's my example of how Kerry should have just pounced on him right there and should have said, okay, prove what you're saying, back it up, or give it up, one or the other. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman with us from MediaMatters.org and Prospect.org. You've got another example here of what I'm talking about. This whole, and I was talking about it between 6 and 7 this morning, this whole Bernard Goldberg deal. Women and minorities have pushed the newsroom further and further to the left. Now, I'd like to ask him, all right, back that up. Prove that to me. Where'd you get that information? Was it based on your experience? And does your experience cover every newsroom in this country?
Yeah, well,
But that'll go, except for Media Matters bringing it up, it basically goes unanswered.
Yeah, and Bernard Goldberg has made a living for the past few years out of complaining about bias in the news media.
Right.
So he has to find new and interesting ways to tell people that not only that there's a liberal media bias, but that it's getting worse all the time. And so this was his latest argument, that because they've allowed more women and minorities to be part of the newsroom, but that has made them even more liberal. And as you say, there's no particular evidence for that. There's no evidence that the media have grown more liberal over time. But those are sort of his impressions or what he wants people to believe. And so there aren't really facts to back it up, but that's, if you're a guest on Fox News, that's not the standard that you have to hew to.
No, you don't have to, but I would love to debate him on that. Because I'd like to ask him, I'd like to say, okay, let me ask you something. What do you think rules number one in corporate ownership and broadcasting in this country? Ideology or profits? Which one? Now, he's not going to sit there straight face and tell me that ideology rules, because we all plainly know that's not true, particularly if you're a publicly traded company. Your number one responsibility is to your shareholders under the profit margin. So if you think right sells, you'll do right. If you think left sells, you'll do left. It has nothing to do with hiring minorities or women in the newsroom. That has nothing to do with it. That's just a plain out falsity. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of different factors that influence what comes out in the coverage. But obviously, the economic incentives that are there for the companies that produce the news have a tremendous influence on what happens. And as you said, it's particularly true of publicly traded companies. And that's one of the things that we've seen, particularly in the newspaper industry over the last couple of decades,
right,
is that as more and more family-owned newspapers sold out to large corporations, you know, they cut their newsroom staffs, you have less resources devoted to investigative journalism, and news kind of gets homogenized, and there's a lot of self-censorship that goes on so that advertisers don't get upset. And there's a whole complex of problems that kind of profit motive can cause.
Well, that's exactly right. And I know newsrooms, I'm not going to name any, but I know newsrooms in this country where the news is skewered in order to appeal to the demographic and the political leanings of the people that they think that they're catering to. And 9 times out of 10, it's right wing. And when I worked for ABC, at WLS in Chicago, there was a tremendous amount of pressure put on everybody to support the war. There was a tremendous amount of pressure put on everybody. I remember when Ronald Reagan died, to be quiet and not say anything bad about him. There was pressure put on us not to say anything about Limbaugh being busted for OxyContin. There was all kinds of pressure being exerted to say and do certain things. Those days have now changed because there's now new ownership, but that was under Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And anybody who wants to call up here and tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, sorry, I was sitting in the middle of it, and I do know what I'm talking about. And why were they doing it? Were they doing it because that's politically where they come from? No. They were doing it because they thought that that's what the listeners wanted and that that's what appealed to people, and that was the best way to get listeners, was to put on that agenda. And that's where they're coming from. So when Bernard Goldberg makes these comments, he's flat out sitting there on Fox and he's flat out lying because he's been in the business and he knows better. And I would love to face him down and say, you know better if you were in the business. And if you were in the business, okay, fine, then that explains it.
Well, perhaps we'll get that chance sometime.
You know what? I doubt it. I don't think it's coming. I don't think it's coming anytime soon. All right. Before we run out of time here, I want to touch on one more thing, just to get your feeling and your reading about it now. Where are we on the Limbaugh thing? I guess apparently Harry Reid is still pressing for an apology, but that's the whole Limbaugh thing and phony soldiers has pretty much died down, right?
Yeah. Well, Rush Limbaugh doesn't do apologies, and that's one of the things you see when he gets criticized. And this is true of a lot of people on the right wing, is that it seems impossible for them to come out and say, you know what, I shouldn't have said it that way, or I shouldn't have said it at all, I was wrong, let's just move on. They usually go into a mode where they start attacking people. They attack us at Media Matters,
yeah,
because we were the ones who brought it to people's attention. So we've seen a lot of attacks in recent days coming from Limbaugh, coming from O'Reilly. Rush Limbaugh even put a picture of me on his website attacking Media Matters.
Oh, did he?
So
did
that was a great compliment.
Did he? Had you on there?
Yeah.
Oh, I want your autograph now.
So, I think that we can be fairly sure that something like this is going to happen again. He's going to say something grossly offensive, and since we listen to him every day, we will bring it to people's attention, and then they're going to attack Media Matters, and he'll say that it's all a big conspiracy against him. And hopefully, over time, people will begin to take what he says with the appropriate grain of salt.
Well, to me, Media Matters is the operating model. And I think everybody should go to MediaMatters.org, be apprised of what's being said. And when your friends repeat this stuff to you, combat it. Speak out and say to them, this is simply not true, and here's why. Paul, always a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. There's Paul Waldman from Media Matters, 9:24, 24 minutes after the hour. We'll go open phones now, anything you want.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
To get the relief you're looking for free. That's right. I'll send you a free bottle of my Super Prostate Formula. To find out how to get your free bottle, call now 1-800-900-4317. I'm Dr. Michael Teplisky. I developed Super Prostate Formula for my patients because I couldn't find anything that offered this powerful combination of all natural nutrients. My unique formula helps provide relief from frequency and urgency to help you get a better night's sleep. I believe so strongly in the power of my Super Prostate Formula that I want you to feel the difference yourself for free. To get your free bottle and learn the details of this incredible offer, call 1-800-900-4317. And when you call now, you'll also receive my informative prostate CD, free. To find out how to get your free bottle and free CD, call now, 1-800-900-4317. That's 1-800-900-4317.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm through. In the blip a lot, I feel the feeling I forgot. I'm swimming weightless in the womb.
We're kind of staying back. You gotta ask yourself, in a minute, where is your career gone? When you're on a radio station and they're running prostate ads. Baby boomers are a drag. 928, 28 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. I saw this morning. This is really kind of bizarre. In Weld County, where there are usually two or three suicides each month, there have been at least nine suicides in the past 45 days. Three other cases could be determined as suicides after the investigation are complete. Coroner's officials, police, and suicide support groups have no firm explanation for the sudden jump. This comes from Channel 7. What's going on up there in Weld County? Is that foreclosures that's causing that? Why are people killing themselves out there? And John M. has had this story all day, and I think this is hilarious. The Colorado State University newspaper has a new competition from students who won't be using expletives and editorials about President Bush. The CSU College Republicans today launched the Ram Republic, which they are calling the conservative voice of the Colorado State University. Editor Bobby Carson, Bobby, how come you're not in Iraq? Said the group was already thinking about starting a journal when the campus's mainstream publication, the Rocky Mountain Collegian, last month published a four-word editorial that directed a four-letter word at Bush. The editor, J. David McSwain, has since been reprimanded by the campus student publication board, and he says that accelerated our efforts. Carson, by the way, is 26, and he's majoring in political science. He's 26. How come he's not in Iraq? Why aren't young Republicans in Iraq? Why is that? And then how about this one? Another member of Colorado's congressional delegation has weighed in on Rush Limbaugh, phony soldiers fracas, this time generating an on-the-air thank you from the broadcaster, Representative Doug Lamborn. Of Colorado Springs went to the House floor last week to defend Limbaugh. I better not say anything about Lamborn. He might threaten me. He does that towards his constituents, doesn't he? I rise today to denounce the liberals' fraudulent attacks on Rush Limbaugh, Lamborn said. Last Thursday, anyone who reads the widely available transcript, as I have done, sees that Mr. Limbaugh was appropriately referring to the pretenders who pose as medal winners or who falsely claim to have committed atrocities in Iraq, when he used the phrase, phony soldiers. Thank God I don't have Lamborn as my representative. Lamborn apparently can't read. 9:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Your phone call's coming up. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
All right, Jay, we had that crash late in the morning westbound I-70 at Brighton, so that's about the only thing right now that's going to slow down your ride. Otherwise, everything else just about out of the way. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike were a little sluggish from Federal toward Church Ranch. Again, that was due to an earlier crash. Weather outlook today, it's going to be beautiful, sunny, warm, 78 right now, mostly fair, and 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Planning your next journey into the brave new world of business? With an innovative curriculum they call the Daniel's Compass, Daniel's College.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army. Doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
Before they kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 Central on Sci-Fi.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the company corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
Savings compared to previous carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home. To be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage, 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at Cottman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Welcome to Staples.
Ahoy there, matey. I'm setting sail today, and I'd be needing some business cards right quick.
We can do that right here. You'll even get 100 free. Oh. But you're a pirate.
Aye, but I'm a pretty darn good web developer to boot.
Well, looking professional is important.
Can I get me logo on them?
Of course. Let me guess. Skull and crossbones?
Stop by any Staples and get 100 business cards free when you order 100 or more. We print them right in the store while you wait.
Yar, 100 free business cards. Tis a sweet deal.
Staples. That was easy.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And AM 760.net.
Put your money in your shoes. Cause women in deep and got that deep and blues. Oh, sweet mama.
Oh, 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, a little dead there. Hi, today, 77, it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Here's a good email at am760.net from Sandra. Good morning. Given the pattern of callers today, I must ask why these white, mostly guys, feel it's their duty to be the linguistic compass of this country. Just wondering. Well, because white males, they're the fastest people in this country to get into a victimized status. That's why, and to feel like they're being taken advantage of, even though they used to be in most cases in the majority. Here's RC in Winter Park. RC, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I look at things from a libertarian approach, and I don't agree with those right-wing talking heads. I kind of really don't even address them because they're just pretty stupid. You know, I listened to Limbaugh for years just to kind of get a laugh. But you know, on the other hand, though, the left-wing talking heads, I think are kind of two arms of the same beast. I think they all promote this pro-government and this statism approach. You never have any libertarian approaches to any real issues.
Well, all right. When you say libertarian approach, are you talking about laissez-faire capitalism as envisioned under Adam Smith? Is that what you're talking about?
For a free market.
Well, no, wait a minute. Are you talking about laissez-faire capitalism as envisioned under Adam Smith?
Well, I can't. I'd go maybe under Rothbard, more Rothbard approach, as far as, yeah, no intervention in the free market.
Okay, can you show me a society on the face of this planet where no intervention in the free market, no regulations, and no controls have led to any kind of true prosperity for the entire populace, social justice for the entire populace, and protection for the most vulnerable?
See, well, let me start with the last one. First of all, protection is not the government does not protect you.
So in other words, it shouldn't be the government's job to protect the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness of a 10-year-old or a 75-year-old.
Well, you know, Jay, they don't protect. Like I said, that's the Supreme Court.
Wait a minute. You know what? Look. Let's not have a theoretic conversation here, RC. Let's have a real conversation. Are you saying to me that it is not the responsibility of government and adults to look after the well-being of 10-year-olds and 6-year-olds? So in other words, no interference in the free market, then it would be okay for a major toy manufacturer to sell toys with lead contamination to parents who would then give it to their kids. Is that your idea of how to operate a society?
Well, that'd be like adding fluoride to the water, or that's government.
Well, I'm asking this one specific example. Because if you don't want any interference in the marketplace, want to leave the marketplace alone, then I want you to answer me, would it be okay then to sell tainted products to everyday working people and to kids?
Well, in the libertarian approach, that the person who damages, the person who is damaged, would be liable for restitution.
Well, who's going to carry out the being liable for restitution? Where's that going to come from?
Civil action like you have now.
Which would be the government.
No, because they benefit by being an uninvolved third party, and now they become part of this lawsuit, and they get all the benefit, just like in...
Look, if you don't have a government, to make laws to protect people from obvious and outright carelessness, fraud, and neglect, don't give me this. They don't do that now. Under what circumstances would then somebody, if my daughter got a toy filled with lead, it got lead poisoning and died, under what circumstances would I be able to pursue restitution if there are no laws because there's no government?
You really won't need a law because you can show damages, Jay. The law didn't stop anything.
You know what? That makes absolutely no sense. What do you mean you don't need a law? How do you bring about a civil action if there are no laws?
You show damages. And you show...
Where do you go to show those damages?
It's pretty obvious.
Where do you go? Excuse me. Where do you go to show those damages?
This is hard to cover. I would love to be...
No, it's not hard to cover. It's very easy to cover. And what you've done here is you've dragged me off the essential first question I ask you, which is, if I run a dairy, do I have the right to sell tainted milk to children?
You won't be... Wait a minute. Government mandates vaccines which kill thousands of children every year.
You know what? You're not answering my question. If I run a dairy, do I have the right to sell milk to children which is tainted? Yes or no?
You don't have the right to ever hurt anybody in a libertarian society. If you, who enforces
the penalty for going out and hurting somebody?
Market. So like the farmers are kind of...
The free market does? Give me an example of where the free market has ever done that.
Where's the government ever done that?
Well, you know what? Give me an example of that. Has the free market ever done it in Enron?
That's a mercantile system. That's government.
You know what? See, you guys and your theories, hang up. I've had enough. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to put up with it anymore. I don't get paid enough to listen to that double talk and that garbage and show me where the government has ever done anything. I don't know, bud. You're driving on the roads, and that was created by the government. Use a seatbelt in your car because that proves to be a safety, and that was mandated by the government. We have Department of Transportation standards for automobiles and other vehicles of transportation, and that was implemented by the government. We have all kinds of rights and wrongs which have been mandated by the government to protect everyday people, even though, in a lot of cases, that stuff has been weakened. So that's where I'm coming from on that. But you show me a place where the free market has ever done that. I mean, that is the most insane thing. The free market has never done anything except take care of itself. Now, am I saying there shouldn't be a free market? No. But I'm saying there should be a regulated market. Justin in Frisco. Justin, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. I heard you, in regards to the CSU newspaper, you asked the question that I think is kind of a goofy one. You asked, you know, where is, well, how come this college Republican isn't in Iraq?
Well, why isn't he?
Well,
they back the president, don't they? They back the idea of us being there. Then why don't they put some skin on the line?
So if there's 20 million young Americans who support that, they should all go to Iraq?
That's exactly right. If you want to send other people there to die, and you want to propose, and you want to talk about other people being there and giving their lives, then you know something? Nothing speaks better than you putting your own life on the line. But they don't seem to ever want to do that. That's the same thing with Limbaugh calling these people phony soldiers. What war has Limbaugh ever served in?
There's a lot of logistical problems with that. I don't think
that's BS.
Do you think the Middle East would be real happy if we showed up with another 20 million?
No, I'm not for escalating things in the Middle East. But these folks, do they or do they not sit there and support the position that the president takes in Iraq? And that's always fine to do when you're in the college campus atmosphere. How about you go down and enlist and put your butt in a uniform and then go see what you promote?
Okay, my original question that I mentioned to John, what is your principle behind that?
My principle behind that is that it's easier to speak, and it's easier to thump your chest, and it's easier to make those kind of statements when you don't have to put anything on the line.
Well, sure, that's pretty obvious, but...
Well, you asked me, I told you.
If you support the police, do you have to join the police if you support the Peace Corps?
I don't think that supporting the police department, and I don't think that supporting the Peace Corps is the same thing as advocating that young men and young women go to a foreign land and die in a foreign land with no explainable policy about what the hell we're doing there or how the hell we're going to get out. And I think it's always the same thing. It's always other people talking about other people going and doing something for them instead of them doing it themselves. So it's easier to sit there and be a big mouth on a college campus and support this cluck in the White House than it is to say, you know what, I believe in what we're doing like Pat Tillman did, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get in a uniform, and I'm going to go make a difference.
Well, and there's lots of variables in there. For instance, a lot of people don't have a warrior mentality.
If they don't have a warrior mentality, then you know what? Then I suggest that they keep their mouths shut. It's like men who talk about abortion. Grow a womb or shut up.
I can't grow a womb, but I should be able to voice an opinion.
You
on
can,
it.
But you lack credibility.
I can grow a womb?
No, I said you can speak out on it, but you lack credibility because it's about a woman's right to choose, and you're not a woman.
Well... I think right or wrong is right or wrong, whether you're a woman or not. Now, here's one for you. Are you black?
No.
Well, so you shouldn't be able to speak out on racial issues because you've never suffered any kind of black racism.
No, but I've suffered discrimination.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well,
you doubt that? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You doubt that? What do you know about me?
Oh, I don't know anything about you.
Well, then why did you come off with the little phrase there about, oh, okay. I mean, what do you know about me? I mean, before you make that decision, why don't you try doing something intelligent, like asking me what I mean by that and in what situation I've experienced it?
Well, Would you do the same for me?
Yes, absolutely.
No, you. In the past, you haven't.
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to get into charges about my behavior as your Dodge. Oh, here we go again. You know, you're the same guy as last time who called up and started this BS. You know what,
yeah.
Pal? If you, you know what, pal? I have asked you, and you know something? You know what I suspect? I suspect that you do support our position in Iraq, and that leads me to this question. Okay, how old are you?
44.
Why don't you go over there?
Well, because
well,
number
what?
One, I don't have. Can I explain it, or are you going to interrupt me?
No, I'm not interrupting you.
You said, "Well, what?"
You know what? How about that? Okay. Don't sit there and play games with me. I don't have the time, and I don't want to. And I don't want to hear all your sarcastic crap. Go take a walk. Victor in Boulder, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. The reason I'm calling is a little bit of follow-up on a letter I wrote to the Daily Camera, which they printed yesterday. It's about ethanol in our gasoline. And I believe it's wrong because it takes more energy to produce the ethanol than what the ethanol actually produces. So what it's doing, it's basically making the people at Archer Daniel Midlands, these big agribusiness corporations, very rich, and it's also leading to less corn being available on the world market, which could lead to famine and hunger in
other
countries.
Well, there's actually an article today. Wish I could remember where I saw it. I might have read it in the New York Times, but it might have been in USA Today. But there's an article today about how that doesn't necessarily drive up the price of available foodstuffs. But your other argument about it basically making agricultural interests rich and not really benefiting the atmosphere. I used to be pretty high on ethanol, but I'm now going to the same place you're going to. I think it's hype.
I do. And beyond that, I believe that subsidies can be good when we're subsidizing something that's going to really benefit the population. But these agribusiness subsidies to the richest corporations in America and possibly the world, I think that's really a bad way to go. I'm all in favor of the government helping people out that have suffered through some catastrophic weather or something else. But in this case, I really think that subsidies are really a bad thing, and we need to get rid of subsidies to corporations.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that ethanol is the way to go. I really do not believe that it's the way to go. Thank you, Victor. I appreciate it, man. All right, I definitely turn my head around about that. 9:50, 50 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and Ricardo Martigon with traffic.
Jay, still may be a little crowded. Westbound I-70 approaching Brighton Boulevard. Accident off to the shoulder. Still slowing down just a little bit through there. And southbound I-25, still a little bit slow to recover. Not only down through Thornton and Northland, but that usual spot, I-70 down to Spear. Yeah, it looks a little crowded southbound 225 through that I-25 interchange, heading down through the tech center. Then it breaks free and you got a better drive as you get yourself on 470 and head across Highlands Ranch. And no worries getting yourself to and from Boulder on the Turnpike right now. Weather forecast, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s, near 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight, low 45. More sunshine tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s, staying in the 70s the rest of the week. Right now it's 58 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pick up the new Rocky Mountain Super Pass Plus with unlimited skiing and riding at Winter Park and Copper. Plus get 6 days at Steamboat for only $400.
Looking to earn extra money with no selling involved? Make some quick cash now by delivering the new 2007-2008 Yellow Book to area homes and businesses. Right now, Yellow Book is looking for individuals, groups, schools, or church organizations to deliver Yellow Pages directories. Schedules are flexible, so don't wait. Call 1-800-373-3280 today. Learn more about how you can earn extra cash delivering Yellow Pages directories. That's 1-800-373-3280. Wherever you look, Yellow Book.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, poof, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy. No complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Censure.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Widespread panic, 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 77, and it's open phones. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice out.
Hey, this is for Cletus, the slack-jawed libertarian. The state does regulate. My best friend back home worked at a family dairy. I worked there for several years as a kid, and I believe it was the health department. They came out. They could come out at any time. And they would test. Now, this was 2 operations, retail stores as well as the dairy itself. And one time, in a random test of the milk, it had a slightly elevated bacteria count, and they had to stop producing right there until they could get it back to the healthy level.
Well, of course. But the kind of thing that he was talking about, that's the kind of thing where you sit around when you're like 16 and 17 and read Ayn Rand, fool around with that kind of stuff. But then when you get in the real world and you grow up, then you realize that that's not going to work. And by the way, I love all these libertarians. And everybody has libertarianism in them, but I love all these extreme libertarians who are shopping this line to you and I while they're riding around on the roads that the taxpayers built, and they built too.
You could go on for years about that. I just do not understand. You know, if you're a libertarian or you about taxes, I don't want to hear one word out of your filthy suckhole, and I got that term from your show. Thank you. I love it. I don't want to hear one term out of your pie hole about a bump in the road.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't want to pay taxes, then shut up.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I agree 100%. And, you know, this is, I mean, don't call up here with these phony, you know, with all this, gee, I'm 16 in high school, economic theories and you know, I mean, it's like, and tell it, well, the government doesn't regulate and we don't need laws and, you know, yeah, right, okay. And, I mean, it's, you know, absolutely just, you know, ridiculous. But he was trying to enter into an honest discussion about that, but you can only go so far with it. And then the last guy, Justin, of course, he's just a provocateur and, you know, doesn't get the idea that, you know, that if you support the policy in Iraq, why aren't you there? I mean, how hard is that to figure out?
Well, you know the old saying, if you want to support our troops, bring them home. I don't know why anyone fails to see the logic in that. Anyone who can't see the logic in that ain't thinking.
I don't.
They're drinking the Kool-Aid.
No, I don't get it either, and I don't think that there should be young Republicans on college campuses. I think they should be in the service.
School of Hard Knocks, if that's the one that'll teach you things, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they should put their money where their mouths are.
No, they want to keep all their money in their pocket and complain.
And send other people's kids to go do it.
Oh, that is so sad. You know, did you watch much of Ken Burns' documentary?
Yeah, I did.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It was really well done, I thought. And I'm glad that PBS, who had kind of a language problem with it, I'm glad that they decided to go ahead and air it.
Hey, man, you needed therapy when it showed them going into the concentration camps. But there's no such thing as a good war. There are necessary wars. But what some elements that were good is, are that we knew the cause. Hitler was going through Europe and Japan had bombed us. The causes and the goals were black and white. And we are in a quote-unquote war that has become an occupation that was not constitutional in its declaration, that has no end in sight, and it's nothing but a myriad of gray tones.
That's
it's
right.
It's not a black and white war. It's horrible on
well,
so many different levels.
There's no plan. There's no plan to do anything, and we're functioning. Listen, this is such a terrible, drastic thing, that, and such a fight for life that we're involved in, that one of the president's daughters, who is totally and completely healthy, is on a book tour.
That's supporting our troops, I want to tell you.
Yeah, while other kids are over there dying. Makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, like Conan O'Brien said, I heard that she's not getting married at the White House. Instead, she wants to do it in Crawford, Texas. And when asked why, she said, because I want my dad to be there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thanks, Ellen.
Have a good day, Jay. We love you.
All right, I love you, too. Appreciate it. All right, I've been shell-shocked enough for one morning. That's it for this morning. Pull up the tent, roll off. And see you tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. unless management decides otherwise. And for those of you that are paranoid about Spanish-speaking people, hey, you got a whole day ahead to worry about it and be paranoid. Go get them.
Oh, boy. They have to learn English because it makes me insecure and uncomfortable.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
That number again, 303-577-4987. A Tom Martino referral list sponsor. Join in.